Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Epiphany Radio. This is the Just Jay and Gina show, starring Gina Storm and Just Jay. You know, we're going to go ahead and get into some poetry and chop it up with you guys and learn a little bit about you guys along with your poetry. We like to call them like little mini interviews. So if y'all got the time, we got the place. Gina, are you with us?
Yes, Jay, I am. Welcome,
hey.
Everyone. Happy Saturday. Glad to be here. Happy to have you.
To also bring in another partner in this stuff that we do called poetry, Mama Donna. How you doing today, lady?
Yes, sir. I am doing much better.
Yeah, you had a pretty trying week, I would have to say. It's good that you pulled through it the way you did.
A trying week, a trying day. That's not as well as trying. The body physically, yes. The mind emotionally today. So yeah, it was a hell of a week. I'll be glad when Sunday rolls in at 12 a.m.
I know.
Huh?
I want to snap his ass out earlier today in that poetry room that we were doing.
Oh my God. I don't even want to be triggered again because that had me triggered. It really did. I was like, okay, I finally got away from that mess. I finally got away from that. All right. I wrote about it.
I think it was the kid gloves that was bothering me, Mama Donna.
Huh?
I think it was the use of the kid gloves that was bothering me.
Oh, most definitely. I think when we're dealing with people of color, with a white therapist, they handle us with kid gloves. And that doesn't seem to me that doesn't help anybody.
No. Actually, sometimes it can come off as rewarding the person for going ahead and doing negative behavior. You know, certain things we can't help. We're just going to fall down them rabbit holes. But certain things you can help. You can help. So stop playing.
Yeah, you can. It's your room, your control. And if you don't take control of your group or your room, then the inmates will start running the asylum.
I tell you what, I can't wait for that same situation to pop up in our room. I really can't wait for that to pop up.
I think people understand when it comes in our room, they know they can't do that in our room.
Yeah.
You know that, right, Gina? Yeah. They know they can't do that in our faces.
It's very necessary that they not do that because we are trying to keep an energy that's positive and a vibe that is inclusive and a place that is safe and welcoming. And anything other than that is unacceptable. So, yeah, like immediately. Bye-bye now. Security.
Okay.
And
I'm learning how to be security, as y'all can see today. I'm learning how to be security.
Oh, you've been on security. What you talking about? Starting to learn how to do it. Give you pleasure.
I don't know why you keep thinking I get pleasure in dumping people. I really don't know how you think I get pleasure in that.
You do.
If it was you, it might be a different story. But I don't get pleasure in dumping people. No, I don't.
I think you're branching out. Well, how about that?
You might think I'm branching out. I don't branch out. This is just me. Unless you get on my damn nerve, I have a quick way to say, meh, not you, not yet.
There she goes. Gina, how's your day been going?
You talking to me or Gina?
Gina?
I was looking, right, that's what I was wondering. I thought he was still talking to you and not me. I apologize.
Okay.
My day is going swimmingly. I am now preheating the oven so that I could put my mom's favorite frozen homer and pizza in there because, oddly enough, she'd like to eat for a third time today. I'm excited.
Sweet. It's a lot of hard work doing what we do, and it also takes a certain amount of dedication to come in here for the poets. You know, when you first sign up for something like this, you're like, woo, wow, they made it to the big leagues and this, that, and the other. But there's a lot of hard work that's involved with this. A part of that hard work is admitting when you make a mistake also. We had missed a caller last week, and I'm trying to make up for that now. I asked the brother to go ahead and come in and bring some things that he wanted to go ahead and share with everybody. And we're going to go ahead and get into this guy now. This gentleman's name goes by the moniker of, hey, brother, why don't you tell everybody who you are?
First off, you said moniker. All I could think of is I did not have sex with that woman. This is CW34 Music in Stereo.
It's funny you leave with that.
Oh, that was funny. That was good.
And that was Moniker, not
Moniker. That,
Well, well, he was country.
Depending upon the black person that said it, it sounded like moniker.
Moniker.
Yeah, he was from Arkansas, so he said moniker. Oh.
Yeah.
I think I've been living down here for too long. So we affectionately refer to her as moniker.
Yep. How are
Man.
You doing? How are you, Mama Donna? And how are you, my sister, Dee Dee, a.k.a. Sister Soul, a.k.a. Gina Storm?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm doing well also.
Good, good.
I'm so glad
Gina,
to take you back today so that we could do this. So I'm excited, Dexter.
Yes, indeed. Yep, that's my other nickname because my lab, my studio setup, my home studio is called Dexter's Lab. Young children, you may want to YouTube that so you can understand the meaning of it.
I think they still catch up on the reruns. Yeah, they might be good.
Right now, I'm sitting at this pond, this creek, looking at Tammy and Stone Cold Steve Austin trying to feed some geese or whatever this is. I don't
know. Are you serious? All right. You gonna give him the people's elbow? I mean, so what's your setup move for when you meet a famous wrestler, bro?
I'm not doing anything. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out why Tammy has this fluorescent lime green and orange shirt blinding me with science. That's what I'm trying to figure out what's going on with this.
My man. What have you been working on as of late, man? And then tell people what is it that you do in your laboratory? I think that would be a better way to go ahead and kick this off, Clarence. What do you do in your laboratory, brother?
Besides writing poetry, I collaborate. I make beats with music software, a laptop, and something I'll call Ancient Hip Hop Secret. And that's where my samples go in, my arsenal and all that stuff. And I just go out my mind frame and just do what I do. I put poetry and music together.
You know what, man? I'm glad that you do that. I've been seeing more and more poets starting to go ahead and lean their either their vocal talents or play some music behind their poetry, man. You have been one of the pioneers in doing that right there. Fortunately and unfortunately, man, poets always feel that, you know, they can never say a poem twice, so on and so forth. But singers don't have that problem. The fortunate part about that is, brother, that poets are building up a huge arsenal of material that has not been circulated in the wider community. You applying that to music has also been helping to give that replay value. So we appreciate you for that, sir.
Oh, well, thank you for that. I mean, you can do poetry, you can do a poem more than once. It's called a remix. So don't hold yourself to that. Don't hold yourself back. You can always remix something.
I believe like you do, brother, that you know what, we should not feel that way about our poetry, especially if we have not hit our target audience and we're just doing poetry for poets. If we're just doing poetry for other poets, we already know that poets aren't going to pay us to go ahead and do something that they already are doing. But if we can go ahead and perfect it, and then when we get that shot, we go ahead and have perfected poems to go ahead and do for people to knock them off their feet. I believe in that, what the service is really about, getting to those folks that are going to go ahead and line our pockets with some actual cash.
Yeah, not to mention, I mean, for me, it's like this. If I can get just one person to get the message, I'm good. I'm not trying to be famous. I'd rather be infamous. That's pretty much how I go about things. Let chips fall where they may.
How many tracks you think you've made so far, brother?
You're talking about since the beginning of this year?
Give me a beginning this year, and then give me a rough guesstimation overall, brother.
Oh man. Let's see. Let's average. You carry the one, and you multiply. Let's just say for right about now, let's say 1,100.
All right. If that's like one track per day, that's over a year's worth of tracks. Say it again.
That ain't one track per day. No, that's like three.
That's over like 3 years, three and a half. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can listen to 3 years worth of your stuff without hearing the same thing twice. That is huge. Plus the talent that you've been working with, man. Do you mind name dropping some names?
The talent I've been working with poetically, of course, through the Epiphany Network, through DSR, through Speakeasy. First off, you got one right there. And she is the Rakim of poetry, Gina Storm. Worked with her, worked with Rebel P. Jones, worked with Poetic Van Meadows, worked with La Perla Negra, Miss VIP. I mean, the list goes on and on to the break of dawn. Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, Elder X. Whew, man. I did some for Gwen C., everybody, a couple of years ago. It was called Put That in a Poem, G. And I sampled Free Falling by Tom Petty and flipped it.
Right.
And that's what I do. I flip whatever you've known and make it sound totally different than what you've ever.
So you do tweaks to the music as well, brother?
I flip. My influences are like DJ Premier, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, Dr. Dre, Pete Rock. So I'm sampling, and I'm using like a Fair Use Act of 1976, so that makes it legal, so that way I don't get sued. And I just flip those things and make it into something so different.
Wow. What determines whether a poem will be examined by you and then go ahead and make it to the point where you're actually cutting the track behind it? What's the determining factors to make that poem chosen by you, brother?
I can choose anything, but usually it's the lines. It's how the lines flow and how I'm hearing it, because I'll break it down like, if it's an R&B tune or if it's a country tune or if it's a hip-hop joint. For example, Pac-Man's Appetite. I did that on your show about maybe a month or two ago where I did the country accent. I just flipped all that stuff. And, you know, you're on it. Gina's on it. You know, I just flip it and just have fun with it and then go on to the next. Sometimes I have to pull myself in and just say, look, you got to listen to these stuff and not just keep going on from one to the next to the next to the next.
Right.
You know, smell the roses. And
to enjoy your work,
them,
in other words.
You might miss it. Yeah.
Understandable. I'm going to go ahead and step back, man, and let your sister go ahead and pelt you with a few questions, brother, and then Mama Donna be in there on top of you. So we're going to go ahead and give you a good work over before it's all said and done, brother. Hope you don't mind.
Hey, I don't mind one bit.
I yield the mic.
I'm here for it. So, Dexter, one of my favorite things about you is you sharing the things. Think about how did that come to be? And do you have any shame when it comes to what you were thinking about?
Besides, I ain't going to bump no more with no big fat woman. I don't know. It's a Holy Spirit thing just out of Seinfeld observation. Like I just told you, I saw Melissa McCarthy, who played Tammy. And she's feeding the ducks. She just left right now. So I might put some put that in a poem. Or there was this female who had no bones on her body trying to wear a bathing suit at this pond. They were looking, she was hanging with some crew that looked like Jersey Shore. And I'm like, how are you going to have Jersey Shore down in Nashville, Tennessee? It don't make
That's
sense.
That's not
to me.
Right.
See?
Oh, God.
Oh, here's one that will really trip you out. Yesterday, while I was on my delivery run, I'm seeing this old man that's looking like NBA Hall of Famer Bill Walton, almost naked. Basically, he was, because he was showing the crack of his behind, and he was sitting on a trash can in the neighborhood, and nobody tried to help him. They were just talking to him.
Oh,
I'll put that in the poem.
Please do. What's wrong with people?
That's the title, What's Wrong With These People. I think of these things.
So my question is, with all these different things that go on around you, how do you remain sane and be able to see the absurdity in it all?
Because I see comedy. My energy won't take me there. I've had accidents where people cannot drive in Tennessee, and yet for some reason I'm still here. So to look around, to observe, which is something my mother taught me. She's still alive today at 70-something years old, and I ain't going to tell her full age because she'll come to Tennessee and whoop my behind. So I just observe everything. And what I see, I put down. What I've experienced from my relationships to my walk with God, I'll put it down. I'm just a mental typewriter, ready to flow the words, hit the syllables, and make it happen. It's like you want to hit, give me an hour plus a pen and a pad. That's me.
I appreciate that because I can't talk to you about your mixing of music or any of that other kind of stuff. But I have such a good feeling when I hear you talking. And, you know, and I can feel the humor coming and it radiates from you. You know, and I think it takes a unique individual to be able to see the comedy in things and comedy and tragedy. And there is comedy and tragedy sometimes. And it's always good to be able to have that person to ground you and not let that tragedy overwhelm you. That they can come and say, hey, you know, let's get back. We got God, we got this. And I appreciate that about you, Dexter.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I just want people to learn the lessons from my mistakes and from my victories. And maybe you'll get something out of it. Maybe it will help you walk to God. Take my word for it. Go to him.
But I've always said, be a living example, and people will follow. Mm-hmm. I've never understood when I went to church. It was, you know, we're not apart. We're separate from the people that go to church. But how will the people that don't go to church see the change in you if you're not among them? It doesn't make sense to me because you're supposed to be bringing people into the church. Not separating the church from the people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've always been confused about. And I just decided I'm just going to walk with God. I can't go with everybody's ministry. I got to find a ministry that's going to work best for me and my walk with God because I know God is love. And you exude love there, Mr. Sir. You exude love.
Hey, Mama Donna, you just was the church right there.
That's why I say I walk to church every day.
There we go.
Every day. The church is people, not the walls of a building.
Mm. Ooh, you said something.
So I was wondering, you got a piece for us, sir?
Yeah, I do have a piece for you. I'm going through these papers. Yeah, I got something.
All right, then. The mic is yours. We're all ears. Thanks. We're ready to hear what you have to say.
Thank you. This piece is called Somebody's Always Watching. I got paparazzi shooting at me more than Diana Taurasi. Bunch of noisy monsters driving Bigfoot trucks under camouflage and mud. I'm not a celebrity, not an idol or a star, but they be starting stuff. I'm not Billy Crystal selling billions of crystals saying, "You look marvelous." Got barbecue sauce in my bag as I came from the Target store, along with some ribs and charcoal so I can toss. Don't want to seem paranoid, but someone's always watching me. Like Flavor Flav with a clock around his neck, I'm surrounded by lots of narcissists ad nauseum. And that's where the problem and plot begins. They're freaking up my couch, acting like I'm their psychologist. I hear them coming through the speakers and monitors. So I bring this monologue monopoly sounding monotonous, disguising my voice like I'm puffing blunts with snuffleupagus. "Hi, Big Bird. Why are you hiding that you're feminine?" And my caramel skin resembled that of a paper bag. So did I pass your test where I'm classified as 3/5 of a man? Sorry. I refuse to be standardized as I act ACT and SAT, S-A, away from you that's paralyzed. Categorized by being indoctrinated in current curriculums, being intimate at pickleball and bingo halls, hearing ridiculous literature. Someone's always watching me. So get a good view while you kiss mine. That's that piece.
While you kiss mine.
Bro.
That's that piece. I wasn't ready.
What's up? That is what's up, man.
I don't mean to interrupt anybody. I was posting something on Instagram to let them know, come on over here. Before I can get over here and clap. Go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No problem at all, Mama Donna. Hey, I enjoyed that quite a bit, bro. You talked about this barbecue that you was having, man. And then folks was coming over there and they was wanting things on top of it, man. What is this poem about? Talk to us, brother. Talk to us about this poem and what was the motivation behind it?
It's a motivation of a prompt given by one of my group members in the fourth quarter, named the infamous strategy. He had a prompt that somebody's always watching, and I just built it off of somebody's always watching. So we got the paparazzi. I put in WNBA future Hall of Famer Diana Taurasi, and then just kept going with the metaphors until I got to the kiss my, you know what.
Right. The crescendo. Kiss
yeah.
My crescendo. Man. Gina, what do you have for that lady?
I'm usually just so stunned that I'm silent, but that was a treat. What I love most about When Clarence and I first became friends, and I didn't know that he had a lab or he was Dexter, or he hadn't dubbed me he hadn't dubbed me Dee Dee because he was introduced to Gina. I was so happy that he felt like, you know, I could be his little sister and he could, of course, mistrust me if I was going to try to sneak into his lab, which I really wasn't trying to sneak. I wanted an invitation. But he had put me on so many tracks that things, through his mind's eye, through the songs that he would sample and put to pieces of my poetry, that things that I had never even occurred to me for that to be the background music or for it to be set to. And I started realizing just how brilliant he was in a way that's controlled chaos to where it wasn't so smart. He was scary, but I still need to keep an eye on him. His poetry is that same way. And I feel like every time I hear a piece that I haven't heard before, even if it's a repeat of something that I've heard previously, I still get a deeper insight into where his mind went in that process and why he said what he said. The beautiful thing about it is that it's consistently brilliant, and it always is intriguing. And like Mama Donna said, funny without him even trying. I think that that's one of his wonderful things that he can always go to. His sense of humor is amazing, and he's brilliant. So when he puts it together, it takes you on a ride, and it's always a good journey. So I'm just happy that we had an opportunity to do this.
Thank you so much, my sister. I don't call too many people my sisters or my brothers unless I really feel that they earned it. They got my trust, and that's what you had from the get-go. So you know how we do.
Yes, indeed. I love you so much. You're awesome. I yield the mic.
Sweet, sweet. Mama Donna, what you got for that?
Well, he had me at Diana Taurasi because, you know, she's UConn. She's Connecticut. So, you know, and I know she's a future Hall of Famer. So
yep,
he had
yep,
me at that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. So once you got me there, I said, oh, okay, he know good people. He talking about good people. So, you know, I don't know much about basketball, but I know some of our superstars that came out of University of Connecticut with Gino Ariano, or whatever his doggone name is. He's no longer the coach there. But, you know, I always appreciate your artistry with your pieces and stuff like that, and how you end up on a good you weave a story, but you're not quite sure where the story's going to end at. And then how it ended was kind of cute and funny. So, you know, I appreciate you so much because you carry your personality through your pieces. Not everybody can do that. Because sometimes somebody will be out of peace and you'll be trying to figure out, what the hell are they talking about? And,
right.
And but you, I got a clarity. I got a clarity with your pieces because they're always distinctively you. So that's what I got out of that. And I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, Mama Donna. I appreciate you, too. I did not know where I was going with this. I just went from one part to the next. I mean, looking at that Snuffleupagus line, I mean, and then calling out his effeminate, Big Bird's effeminacy, I'm like, dang, I didn't think about that when I was a kid. So I don't know.
Well,
I'm just
really
happy
think about that
that's the
kid.
Truth.
Because kids take things at face value. Once you become an adult,
yep.
You start examining things. So you had never thought of that as a kid.
Yep, yep. Snuffle up against being high and bushy and hairy. Cookie Monster feeding off on cookies. I'm like, y'all have some drug addicts up in there.
To say the least.
Just like
then they came out with Tickle
Just
B.
Like
Elmo.
Just like adults with their coffee. Just
yeah,
like adults with their coffee, right, Gina?
And then, not to mention, you got Willie Dynamite in the neighborhood. Come on now.
Ooh, see.
who Willie Dynamite,
Seinfeld
first
observation.
Of
That would be Gordon on Sesame Street, the bald-headed guy. Back in the day, you have to look at the older ones to see it.
Willie Dynamite. All right.
Willie
I'm about to look
Dynamite
that up and see what Gordon.
Yeah. Look at Willie Dynamite.
It's like a stripper name or a porn name.
No, man.
Don't it sound like that?
This is Willie Dynamite. Who is it? It's Willie Dynamite.
Coming on the scene.
Okay. Literally.
Maybe somebody who likes to put his pimp hand down. You never know.
Yeah,
he could have been an ex-pimp. You never can tell.
No, man.
The places we end up. When we have C-34 music in the building.
Yep. Like I said, research it. You'll be fine.
Hey, so you had mentioned a couple of names to us. Strategy was one of them. Are you a part of the group that they have? And what's the name of that group over there?
The group is called The Fourth Quarter. It's me, Emunah J. You always want to say Emunah, but it's Emunah J. Pretty Wings, also known as Kima Cooper. So it's us four as the fourth quarter.
All right. Should we be looking for y'all, brother?
You'll find us on Mixcloud. You'll find us on SoundCloud. You'll find us on YouTube. You'll find us on Facebook. I mean, we got groups on Facebook. You'll find us there.
Sweet. Fourth quarter. And how do you spell it, brother? So that anybody's digging in for it.
It's P-H-E, fourth. F-O-U-R-T-H, quarter, as in a quarter.
Sweet. Man, was there anything else you want to go ahead and leave us with, man? Any projects that you have coming up? Any potential collabs that you have going as far as you go ahead lacing them over the top of tracks? Anything you need to talk to us about, brother? Talk to the people at home about.
The projects I have coming up always comes from my mind. It always comes from where my eyes are placed on. So your guess is as good as mine. I know this will probably be on a track, what we're doing right now. It could be the poem that I did, or it could be just a conversation. It depends on which way it goes.
Sweet. We can't wait for the results of that. Mama Donna, this might be your first baptism in on a track.
Ooh, don't scare me, but a good time.
No, I'm threatening you with it. You're going to have a good time, damn it. No.
I'm only joking. I've been on something. I don't know if it's been on track, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Look for it. It's coming.
All right.
Wait.
I'm waiting with bated breath.
As long as you don't master the bated breath, you'll be fine.
I'm not going to master it because I've been waiting on it for a long time and it hasn't come through yet, so I'm good.
I heard that, Mama. I heard that. Well, brother, man, we appreciate you for coming through and doing like you did. We're probably going to have a speed round after this because we don't have that many callers in today. Everybody's out enjoying this weather. Now it's been cooled down a little bit. Everybody out here trying to run the streets and carrying on, trying to go ahead and get their little winter stable together because it is coming. It is coming. It always does. And you know how these folks do when they get the adrenaline going. Then the hormones start sticking out the body. Then they got to go ahead and find their puzzle pieces in order to go ahead and enjoy.
I know you're walking down memory lane right now. I'm Jared, okay? Just cool your heels, okay?
Yeah, right. No, I didn't purge all them memories out. I put them in a jar. Then me and the wife set them on fire in the backyard. But, yeah, bro, we appreciate you coming through, man. And last week, man, that was our mistake, and that's why we went ahead and set a special time to the side for you.
Look, I listened to the whole show, and I appreciated that whole show. Y'all did your thing. That's how come. I hope y'all stay on because you got a great show going on there.
Gwen see something else, ain't she?
Bro.
I don't know.
I didn't know
man.
She
We're
had
trying
that
to get over there to the...
her, but she's like, yo.
All the conversation was good, the poetry was good, everything, man. Everything. Yeah, she's a phenomenal poet. Phenomenal poet and person. Mom and wife.
Yes, indeed. But me, I'll catch the speed round. I'll see how it goes and stuff like that on the replay because I have a wife who resembles Jill Scott, but I don't want her cracking me in the back of the head with a wine bottle.
Woo!
So I'm going to go in this house and make her say he loves me.
Oh, yeah. Love you, Helena. Good night,
I was about to ask you how you going to make somebody say that, but, yeah, it's plenty of different ways. I got you, bro.
Oh, yeah. I'm Austin Powers in this mug. Y'all know me.
I tell you what, man, I appreciate you being a good sport about what happened last time when Gwen C. had hit the stage. Everything got topsy-turvy in the heartbeat. But we sell things out right now to this very day.
Well, thank you all for having me. Thank you, for real, the poet Douglas, for this platform. I still want to hear a little bit of what kind of fool am I in the Candyman from you, but that's another story.
All right, you have a good night, and don't let your wife beat you up too badly.
Oh, she's going to beat me real good. I like that. One love, one
right.
To all of you.
One love,
take
one
care,
mother.
Brother. What I always say is not the face. That's how I make my money.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Take care, brother. All right, y'all. That was Brother C-34 that's heading up out of here. C-34 went ahead and then came in graciously to go ahead and give us a chance to go ahead and chop it up with him. I think that was cool. I think that was cool. You know, lesser people would have went ahead and behaved a certain type of way, but not our man, Dexter. Gina, what you got to say about that guy that just left here?
He's a professional who's also a character, so that's a great thing. He can only be who he is, and he's genuine. He loves poets and poetry and music, and he puts them together expertly. So I look forward to what he's going to come up with based on what we have in the vault from this evening's show. And I also know that, like you said, he was a really good sport. Cause a lot of times people feel some type of way when they don't get their time on the mic, or they feel like they, you know, just left in queue or overlooked. And he didn't do any of that. He simply was being the cat that I've always known him to be, a really good guy, a great friend, and an amazing big brother. And I look forward to hearing more of what he has in store for the poetry community when it comes to him using samples and music and mixing and chop and screw and everything that you can do when that's what you do. So, yeah, I'm a fan, and that's my family.
I heard that, Gina. I heard that. Well, I tell you what, Gina, go ahead and we need to pay the bills, give Epiphany a shout, and all the people that's been made this possible, so we can go ahead and move on to our next segment.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Epiphany Universe. This Saturday evening, you are tuned in to the Just Jay and Gina show with our stand-in. Happy to have her here all the time. Favorite kinfolk, Mama Donna from the Songhouse of Poetry on Clubhouse. She has so, I don't want to say reluctantly, I think she's fallen into a groove, so she feels like she's okay here, and we're not being reckless, but we're just happy to have her. Sometimes we need a buffer. You know that brother-sister energy sometimes can get unruly. But what we're here to do is make sure that you know that you can catch us by calling in at 319-527-6300. If you're online at Blog Talk, you will be cut off at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and no longer be able to listen or to enjoy the show. And we're brought to you by Raw Links. Why be ordinary when you can be raw?
Hey, that was awesome, Gina. That was awesome. I know you got your Raw Links.
I do. I need more because I feel like mine are old and I need something that's reflective of where I am now. I would also like to give raw links for my loved ones. You know, I think that we should all be raw because none of us are ordinary. So, yeah.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. I tell you what, I'm about to bring this next call off in this rascal. Oh, wait a minute. I think we might have lost Mama Donna. Let me go ahead and see what's going on with this right here.
I'm back.
Woo-hoo.
Sweet. We was about to pull off from the dock without you, Mama Donna.
You have to do what you have to do. You can't go down. The ship can't go down just because you lost somebody, man overboard. So,
oh,
now, okay.
You know how we do it. If one person ain't making it, we got to go back and get them. Now, I understand what you're trying to say, but I know what normally be happening around here. We go back for us.
But I'm here, so you didn't have to go back, right?
No, we
right.
we ain't had to test that theory today.
Right.
All right, I'm about to bring in this next caller here. 445. Who do we have on the line?
Oh,
watch out.
How y'all doing?
Been missing this voice right here, y'all. This right here is the Lady of Epiphany. What's going on with you, LaPerla Negra?
I was stuck in a call, and I totally forgot that there was a show tonight. I'm like, oh, shit, let me call in and see what's going on. I don't even know what y'all show is about tonight, but I got to support. I got to show my support.
We just in here doing poetry tonight. You know, we're trying to think about the format that we're going to do as far as how often we're going to bring in interviewees. But for tonight, we're just taking it easy, and we're just bringing the poetry in and allow them to go ahead and get that spit off their chest.
Okay, all right. That's what's up. That's
how
up.
Have you been doing?
Fighting humidity, but other than that, it's all good.
When you fight humidity, do you use your right jab, your cross? How do you fight humidity?
Ice and a wet rag and cold water.
Oh, man. I like how you fight.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. And see, you know, it's worse for big folks. I got rolls and creases and dips and curves like an amusement park. So all of
now
that.
Now, see, if you fill your DM up, that's not on us. That's on you. You fill that DM up on your own.
It's crazy, but it's all good. Other than that, you know, I'm peaceful inside, so I'm good.
Has it been unordinarily hot where you're at, or the pollution also? Because I know that y'all over there, where y'all been getting hit with a couple of double whammies.
It's not too bad. I drink bottled water all the time, especially spring water, more so than anything. The heat. It's no more unusual than any other summer. It's more humid than it normally is. But I mean, it is what it is. Man. The nature is taking charge, and we just got to deal with it.
All right. Well, I'm about to go ahead and bring in my two co-pilots up in this rascal. We got Gina Storm, of course. Hey, Gina.
Hi, Gina.
Oh, my God. Happy Saturday, LaPerla Negra. Hey, I'm so happy that you're here, Diva. I was like, yes. You know, we have some staples when we come in every other Saturday night. I've had a really rough week with my health and did a whole lot of sleeping. And Jay was checking with me to see if I was going to be good for the show. Mama Donna was patting me on the back and telling me not to beat myself up. I needed the rest. But I said, what, nothing but death going to keep me from it in my Color Purple voice, and here I am.
I hear you, Sally.
I'm glad that you came. Because I would have missed you if I let sickness hold me down. I wouldn't be able to move forward. And a lot of times, you might not know it, but you post these videos and TikToks, and I'd be watching your stories and reels, saying to myself, let me get my life together. You are so positive and inspiring. That's just a beautiful thing. More people need to be like that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, it's nothing wrong with slowing down and getting some rest sometimes. The body is a machine, and it needs maintenance. And sleep is one of the most important changes that take place that, you know, it's necessary. So get you some rest sometimes, because trust me, Gina, the same old bullshit going to be here when you get back. Believe me.
Right.
You ain't missing nothing for real. Okay, so it's gonna be all right.
Absolutely, and I trust the process, and I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you too, sweetie. Hey, Mama Donna, how you doing, Empress?
I is doing fine. I is over here just listening to y'all conversate. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I pray for peace, and that's what I got, internal peace. So, I mean, everything is beautiful.
That's all we all wish for. That's all we all wish for, internal peace. Because this has been some kind of week for me. But we all here and we're all able to talk.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a beautiful thing, you know. I try to stay light at heart.
It is.
Because I try the other side, that ugly side, them dark clouds and depression and anger and shut up and all that. Excuse me, my cat.
And all that depression and anger, shut up.
That was an involuntary spasm.
All right, spazzing out on the cat. Don't have it come in there.
At my son's bedroom door, and he does it every single time. As long as that bedroom door is open, he's cool. But when it closes, he wow, all the time. And it's just, oh, I want to throw a shoe at him sometimes, you know.
I just thought it was funny as you're going through your thing about your anger and all that other stuff. Your cat starts making that noise, and then, oh, okay, I'm going to make a lie out of you right on air with everybody.
I told you that was an involuntary spasm. I ain't mad for real. That wasn't me.
I know that.
Good,
I just thought
though.
It was funny.
That's how your reflexes are set up.
You know it.
What you got for us tonight?
This is untitled. This is something. I've done this, I think, several times. Matter of fact, you know what? I like this one particular one, Dear Future King. So I'm going to do that again. And yeah, I know y'all done heard this 1,000 times, but I'm going to do it again anyway.
And we'll guess what we're going to hear it 1,001 more times. That's all we're going to go
that's
about.
Right.
That's what's just going to happen. I think we just
that's
had a discussion
right.
about there's no such thing as repeating your poetry. So if you want to do it 1,001 times, let's go. We'll listen to it with fresh ears.
Okay. That's what's up. All right.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, a piece that you've been given, you have to go ahead and climb over into that piece because you know this piece, and this piece ain't got no unfamiliar curves and nothing until you got to climb over in there. With that being said, La Perla La Negra, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Dear Future King, though many desire to sit upon your throne, this spot is designed for your royalty alone. So I clear the path for only you to claim your seat, and rest assured I am your lady in waiting, anxious for the day that we'll meet, patient as ever to greet you in your royal chambers as thoughts of you bring fantasies and feelings of pleasantries through my body. These locks were grown for your fingers to run through. You are my king, and it doesn't matter what road you choose to travel, inevitably we are destined to be. See, everyone is meant to be with somebody, and you are the match to my royalty. I am your queen. So understand that I've loved you before time even began, before Mother Nature spoke to the wind and the wind whispered to leaves on the trees. I honor you. And with all the obstacles we faced and worked our way through, they were just the twists and turns of our puzzle pieces we were learning to fit together while the universe was molding us to fit together. Dear Future King, know that when you get here, your crown will fit perfectly. So bow down, this is your coronation, the time for celebration through elation. We celebrate you. Wise beyond your years, yet open to continuously gain knowledge, student of everything. Beyond all doubt, beyond all fear, you've proven yourself. Now step into your power and take your rightful place, my future king. Your kingdom awaits. And that's it.
Oh, wow. I'm going to let a woman go first. Gina.
I feel like you have the same things you're looking for that I'm looking for, and I hope you get everything that you asked for because you put it out there. Your future king is somewhere listening, hearing, waiting on that same vibe, having that same energy, on that same frequency, looking for you too. And I love that because
I have a whole poetry series that I call Dear Love, where I write little letters to love because I thought love didn't love me anymore. But I had to love myself first. And now I'm going to be open and receptive to the love that due to me. So I'm just glad that you brought that here because my heart is warm.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Now, see, that makes me want to desire a relationship. I'm not there, though. I love to see it for everybody else. I hope that you find that future king that you're looking for and he lives up to what you need to be in your life. You know, I think love is beautiful when it's right, when it fits together, when it's a union that works within each other and outside of each other. And I think everybody should have that. So I hope you find what you're looking for. I love that piece. It's just not my vision for my work.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Wow.
What made you write this piece here, the Perla Negra?
It was actually like a month where we were dedicating pieces to brothers. And I had heard a piece done by another poet from a whole different, I think he has his own network, and it was called, I think, Dear Future Queen. And it just inspired me. I mean, I love my brothers, all of y'all. I will always tip my crown to you and uphold you and honor you and always speak to the king in every last one of you. So I just started writing, and I took a couple of lines from his piece, but I aimed it at a man instead. And that's pretty much where it came from.
Are you a big love type of person?
Very much so. I'm an uber big love. I'm in love with being in love.
Wow.
Yes. Very affectionate. I'm so affectionate. It's not too bad, but I didn't get it throughout my years. I've always longed for it, you know. So, and I do know that love is still out there because God just wouldn't fill me up with all this love just to hold it inside. So.
All right. You know, we see the way that you go ahead and pour your love out to the Epiphany family. You know, this is behind closed doors and everything. And it's a consistent thing. It's not something that you have to go ahead and force yourself to do. It's something that's naturally already inside of you, and you just followed along with it. It's been reassuring too, ladies. It's been very reassuring as far as the things that the glue. You're definitely a glue person and an asset to the Epiphany family.
Oh, thank you. You know what else is inspiring? That keeps me hopeful. Married people. You don't talk about your wife a whole lot. But we know she's there because every so often you mention her and you have this pleasantry in your tone when you do speak of her.
Some of the things I've been talking about be kind of dated, though.
It's okay. It's okay. And then we got newlyweds in Epiphany,
yes,
okay? And that just is a hopeful thing for me, like, one of them newlyweds was like, I ain't doing it again. I love being in love, but I ain't doing it. I was like, boy, when that love come down on you, I'm trying to tell you, God gonna hit you with it. You ain't gonna know what to do with yourself. And bam, here go the marriage. And I'm like, you know, I throw it back. I'm like, I told you so.
And you know what? That's very inspiring for me right there because, you know, I was thinking like, you know, ain't nobody trying to get married nowadays. Gina just went to Alabama to go ahead and go to a marriage, and we just had one here within the walls of Epiphany. And like you said, you know, the person was like, you know, I'm done with all this marriage. I'm happy and I'm satisfied. But to see that call in come and he went ahead and answered the bell, that was a beautiful thing. That was a very beautiful thing.
It was. Yes. You know, and I know a couple other people in my personal life that were actually getting married that same weekend that he did. And I'm like, this is so beautiful. You know, it's just sunshine and stars in their eyes and in their face, and I just love it, and I'm waiting for that day because I know it's coming. Now, I was married before for 20-something years to a tyrant. That just was a lesson that I needed to learn, and it was
a
hard lesson.
Look, if you're a good man, you really can go for like 40, 50, 60.
I'm trying to tell you the next one. Oh, he's going to feel like he's on top of the world all the time. I promise you that. Because you know what? You know what? Like I said earlier, when you fall in love with yourself, that love that's coming in is going to be easy. You ain't even going to have to fight for it. So I'm just waiting.
And plus you're a lot wiser now, too.
Oh, man, am I? Yes. Yeah.
I'm the same of the year.
Yeah, you get no argument out of me on that one. I'm trying to tell you. Yes, I know. I've been the louder.
Tell you what. Until some more of these people start raising their hands, we may be bringing you back in here for a speed round. In the next 30 to 40 minutes, we might be bringing you back in for another speed round. If you're around here, we would love to hear another speed study.
All right, I'm here. You got it.
Much love to you, Danielle.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right, y'all. If you guys want to go ahead and get in on some of this microphone action, you have to go ahead and raise your hand. But until that time, while y'all trying to go ahead and make up y'all mind, we're about to go ahead and do a whole speed round. How y'all feel about that?
No problem. I know Gwen's just listening. She's not in a place to spit right now, but she's definitely enjoying the show and listening.
Who is that?
Gwen.
Oh, yeah. Gwen's lurking. Gwen's lurking. We got to get over there.
She
to
know
the small
like
house
up in here.
And drop her off for now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We got to see what she do like over there in the small house and let them go ahead and get a load of her. I don't think they didn't see nothing like her yet. All right, Gina, you mind go ahead and hitting us off with a station identification and a peace to our spouses?
Not a problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Epiphany Universe. Epiphany Radio was founded by the CEO of Epiphany, Mr. and author Larry Maddox himself. He is also the designer and creator and CEO of Raw Links. Why be ordinary when you can be raw? He sponsors every show. We have one every night of the week, 7 nights a week. The Just Jay and Gina Show is every other Saturday, and we have the wonderful privilege of having Mama Donna from Small House Poetry on Clubhouse along with us for the ride. You're listening in, press 1 so that you can be heard. If you're just simply listening, that's fine too. We're going to get our speed round for the host kicked off right now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the best in the biz. Mama Donna, how are you feeling about this speed round?
I'm feeling good.
All right.
How you feeling about it?
I normally don't know until I go ahead and start going into my piece.
All right.
I normally don't have no idea.
You know, it's been one I've been. This piece is going to be one I've been spitting for the past few times I've spit. So, you know, I'm just going to get this until I get it right.
I think I'm going to go ahead and do likewise. I think we're going to just squeeze in two of them tonight. Depends on what type of volume we get in here, but I think we're going to end up squeezing two of them in tonight. I guess we can have you to go last, Mama. I'm going to go first, and then Gina, then you can go ahead and round us out of there.
Oh, that's all right. I'm cool. I'm cool with that. Let me mute my mic and let y'all get started.
And you get that old matronly old last swing at the face.
So what are you trying to say? I'm old and I need to be last? I don't understand what you're trying to say. I don't understand that statement. All right, I just mute my mic.
It's time to get so that Shivery will get you in a headlock and beat down by several women who feel that you should have known better. But no, that
and
wasn't
just
that
because
moment.
You think you're being chivalrous does not mean you were being chivalrous. So I just understand
it, that is
okay,
so
it's
true.
Not what you think of yourself. Well, it's not what you think of yourself is what others think of you. Okay, thank you. My mic.
I got on my R2-D2 socks that my wife had bought for me a little bit earlier. I would be quite ashamed to have these out in public. And when she had got them, I was like, who are these for? I said, what are those? Underwear or something? What is it? She's like, no, those socks. I'm like, socks. And then I opened up and I seen a old white man in the middle of that. I was like, wait a minute. What? Who are these people? And she's like, these is Star Wars. I'm like, oh, okay. That must be Obi-Wan. Let me go ahead and go into this piece right here, though. Can I get the mic? From somebody who's not on mute. Okay.
Sorry,
can I have the mic from somebody who is on mute?
I thought it was your mic. It wasn't your mic, Jay?
Yeah, I'm about to spit.
Absolutely.
I was trying to get it.
The door.
Appreciate you. Maybe this piece is called Breathe. Breathe. In and out. Breathe. Breathing is not a luxury quickly or bountifully allotted to me when I gestate thoughts and compress periods of time into poems. It's something during the regurgitation. There's a squeeze, a seize, a barrel under pressure, turbulent seas. And in the heart of deep waters, my words seem to lose sustenance, becoming non-corporeal. My mind can't seem to grasp them as I float within them, like a specter within my own passages. First I'm phasing, then I'm drifting, out of focus, underwater, and I'm swimming. Breathe. Slowly. Centering. Balancing. So that the oxygen coming in will fuel the boiler with the check valves at the ready. So that the compulsion doesn't expand into a billion bands of potentials. And that's the complexity of exponentials. When you have an entire ocean waiting to leave through a trickle, a small stream, at this pressure, even the wind catches fire. Mental note, take the time to take in the wind. When I hear the howl whistle, I inhale. Breathe. Because breathing is for the living. Feel the stress leaving, the trees swaying, the whirling wind streaming up the nose, and the release. The body needs this burning of oxygen in real time. Don't panic, it will be fine, but the war is woven in between the walls, in between the lines. Every spark is a grind, every gem does not shine. I want my recitation to be a resuscitation of moments and memories played in the 8mm of your mind. A poem not heard, but lived. A poem with living roots that reach deep into the well of thought. And you, the listener, to see the desserts and the wines that leapt from the produce. If I could just weave the poem into the passage, no matter how delicate or how savage, embrace the tricky turns, the clever little traps, covering the tracks, cast the net. But the scarecrow pops from out of the furrows to frighten away the magpies. You see, this is a normal day for me. The poem crafter, the measurer, the calligrapher, the slave, the master, the noble one, and the bastard. Or am I just a beautiful black child's laughter? A soul breathing has a desire for breathing. In and out. Life giving the air. I must learn to do this more efficiently. Poem.
Tina. Gina Storm,
okay.
Are you there? Go ahead, Mama Dollar.
I am woman. Hear me roar in pain. This is my reality. My black ass body is not my own. It belongs to everyone else. What the hell do you mean by that? Listen to this. A nigga can verbally assault and harass a black woman when she tells him no, or she doesn't accept his compliment. My black ass body is not safe in these streets. Any random nigga can tell me to shut the fuck up. If I don't, he can launch his fist at me, like he did that woman getting her food in Chicago, screaming, saying one more time, one more word, bitch, or my grandmama to punctuate the threat. Ain't that some fucking shit? Using your black grandmother against a black woman to perpetrate your violence, all because she stands up for herself? Black men on social media mad because her 14-year-old son had him go beat the grandmother he espoused? Black men stating she should have shut her mouth. She could have left. So could that low-life piece of shit. My black voice is not my own. A racist cop can throw my black ass to the ground like they did this woman in California, telling her to shut the fuck up, all because she was recording the arrest of her husband. Pepper spray her in her eyes because she didn't like being abused. This is some bullshit. It was all because of a supposed fucking stolen cake. Where was the outrage from the black men for this atrocity perpetrated on a black woman? Remember, we are told to shut up. Black woman didn't say a word until he grabbed her. Why is the only time my voice has value is when it's in defense of black men? Black men, I have a question or two. When will you stand up for black women without caveats? Why does my black ass body have no value to you? At any given time, my black body is subject to abuse, not just from white men, but black men as well. Committing domestic violence and the potential for a homicide against my black body is an ever-present threat. Beating me into submission because I can think for myself, all because you fear my intelligence. Black men thinking we are worthless without their guidance, trying to be black women's daddy. Do as I say, don't talk back, dress how I tell you, spread your legs, take care of my children, clean my house, cook my meals, wash my clothes, work 40 hours a week, pay half the bills. You can't deny my sexual advances. Your body belongs to me now, bitch. You can't leave me. You can't survive without me. That's what some black men think. My black ass body is not my own. It belongs to everyone else. And that's the wisdom of my Madonna.
That's how you do a whole speed run.
Yeah, this one is acting crazy. I had to drop down two or three times since we started doing the speed run.
My phone told me that my Wi-Fi signal was strong, and then I felt like I was on Clubhouse with the red bar.
It has been crazy, crazy, crazy. Jay, I missed some of yours because I was trying to get back in, and then as soon as I get back in, it would go out again. This is not a day for technology. Through Clubhouse and today, this is just not a day for technology. Wi-Fi is saying, I'm in control. Clubhouse is saying, I'm in control.
There could be some spots or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is just a crazy.
Gina, do you intend on spitting a piece? Or what you doing?
Say it again, Jack.
You intend on spitting a piece?
I didn't go.
No,
I
you
promise
didn't.
I didn't
no.
realize I got skipped. That was my bad. Honestly, let's go.
Mike is yours.
We're done. Thank you. I apologize. I feel like music is my inspiration whenever it's around me. I feel some type of way depending on the genre. I just need love. Breathe in and out every day, knowing that whatever my woes are, music will make it okay. I don't ever worry, fuss, fight, try not to be combative. I like to live right. I want to make people around me to feel like they're loved and they're heard, they're respected, they're okay. That's sometimes things that I have to reassure myself that I am every day.
the one thing that asks no questions and only has goodness to give is music. And that's where I find my inspiration, because I'm a music freak, a word geek, a wordologist, a music aficionado. My taste is eclectic, wordplay selected. I listen to ballads while writing love poems, hip-hop sometimes for breakup lyrics, jazz for a soothing piece. Sometimes gospel is my inspirational flow, rock and pop are fueling a range of rhymes that come from me. Each genre is unique as this poetic expression of mine. I'm fond of acoustic music. I freestyle sometimes on microphone when I hear classical music in my dome. I'm reggae any day, and I love to hear steel drums. I'm constantly seeking inspiration. Music constantly plays wherever I am. If I'm at home, in the car, while traveling, while on vacation, out shopping, just resting, or watching a movie, because the soundtracks usually speak to me. Any place I hear a song is groovy. It's the soundtrack to my life. Every word I speak on stage or every word that I write, I'm pinning this sometimes when I have earbuds in, music playing, and it's a win-win. Listening to the song's lyrics coupled with my poetic spirit, it's a love match, and that's destiny, total inspiration, me, and music, along with poetry. In peace.
All right, all right. Girl, I can't believe you ain't know that you hadn't spit in that speed round.
I literally had pulled the piece up and read it through in my head, and I thought it out loud. I am tethering myself to the ground right now, because I had so much going on, but mom fell asleep, so I'm free.
Sweet. Mama Donna, that's that piece right there that's been kind of tearing up the airwaves, ain't it?
Yeah. It's just something that's just been irking my brain. I mean, it's just been irking my brain. I mean, there's nowhere that you go that you on the internet or anywhere that you're not hearing about violence being perpetrated against women, women not being able to say no to a man, all this kind of stuff. And it's just crazy. It's really scary out here, at least for me as a black woman. I don't know about anybody else, but I think it's scary for a lot of black women. You know, we want to love our black kings. We want to have relationships with our black king, but we feel like we're their enemies right now, and we don't understand why.
That's not a good place to be in.
No,
but you know
not.
How to love in a small house runs.
Yep. I do.
Yeah. All right, we have another caller that has their hand up.
Good.
973, who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Edwina. How are you guys doing tonight?
Oh, my goodness.
All right, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How's everybody? Hey,
what's
Gina?
Going on
how
with
you?
Still swinging.
Yes. I'm doing all right. Had a busy day with the little ones. It's GMA stuff. I don't know. These kids are faster than I remember, or either I'm slower. I don't know. I think they're faster because there's no way I'm slowing down. I'm not going to claim that. So.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me a run for my money today. I tell you that much.
Let me tell you. So you don't have to claim it, but they will claim it. And it ain't about them being faster. It's about you being slower.
Listen, this little one.
They've always been fast. We just used to be faster, but now we're not anymore.
Four-year-old twins, they're just, I don't know, they're 100% pure.
Oh, and they tag team you too?
Oh, they do. They clock in and out. That's the good thing about it. They don't get you all at once. They're gracious that way.
Yeah, but that's still kind of like tag teaming. Okay, it's like, okay, you can take this run, and I'll take the next one.
Right, yes, they do that. And I think that's a little gracious because they could give it to me all at once, but they do it one at a time, so.
No, ain't no fun. Ain't no fun in doing that. We got to get it to you telepathically, you know. Okay, it's your turn. Mm-hmm. Sorry, brother. Go ahead. Get us.
Mm-hmm. And they talk in their own little language, and they just in
yep.
the cahoots, I think. I don't know, planning on world dominating. I don't know what's going on over there, but when they part, something goes on.
Planning on world domination.
I don't know.
Do you have twins? Grandbabies?
Yes, twin grandbabies. Boys, two little boys. And
the twins run on your side? The twins run on your side? Do they run on your side of the family?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a...
Oh, y'all don't be wasting much time, dear.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, they give me a run for my money, and so I had them today. And, that was pretty much my day. And it gave me a chance because I've been chasing a lot of dogs down, you know, trying to get some things moving, you know, and doing some training and studying and things of that nature. So it's like just a tune out of a head full of words and just tune into something beautiful like those little smiles, even though I was tired. They were a lot of fun. They really are.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot to ask Pearl and Negra, what she got going? Yeah.
Twins,
she just said that.
Yeah, they do. I have first cousins that are twins. There's several twins. And they're all boys. That's the weird thing about it.
Wow.
I just realized that. They're all boys. Oh, yeah.
Identical
so
or fraternal?
I think it's... I'm sorry, identical. Yeah, they're identical.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm getting in, so I didn't really hear a lot of the conversation, but I figure I'd drop in and see what you guys got on. I always miss it. Because Saturdays is usually for the little ones for me, so.
Oh, sweet. Well, we're going to get you in here. It's been kind of leisurely. We've mm-hmm. just been going through just listening to poetry. You know, asking them little things, talking to them. They've been spitting their pieces,
okay.
And we're going to try to do a speed round in about a few minutes here.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That being said,
so
do you have a piece for us tonight?
A piece? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What vibe are we into?
We've been running on some love. We've been running on some the anti-love. It's been some of everything. It's been a real mixed pot.
Okay.
Whatever you throw into the pot will be welcome. With that being said,
okay.
Still Zwina, the mic's still yours.
Okay. Oh, I'll do this one. It's called Sukihana the River Sprite. It's hard to heal in the heat of summer. Even the sun has a weapon, and the sky is an overbearing lover. So the children play in the river. It was never shallow, but womb deep still. The watchful women stand nearby. These children are the drowning kind at the shallow end. The handsome girl cried as she birthed her baby into a tainted pool full of tears. Waters meant only to run through, never deep or moving enough to cleanse an invalidated baptism or a mock drowning, depending on the regard of the lips unburdening the recollection. Either way, the girl child would be scrubbing away the stains for years. As her disdain for her living state perfumed the air, so threatening the flies had begun collecting, from her flowed an unceasing monochromatic rainbow. It appeared to be blood, but it seldom ever was. Much too tacky and saccharine sweet, so saith the troglodyte, heavy-handed enough to take a bite. Too bright and staining, painting a prideful passageway down her legs. Her pussy bloomed before she blossomed. If you let tall tales tell it, it poured in rivers. They said sis had a white liver and a tongue. They were quite sure forked into two, simultaneously tickling taint and laughing at earlobes. Good Lord, it had to be something in the waters.
something tainted, permeating seed and fermenting fresh fruit, something too easy eased its way into her DNA. She had a flow, but it's like the river ran the wrong way or the opposite swirl of a foreign toilet, depending on the perspective of those recalling it, spoiled twice over the old ways would call it. See, a narrow tube mind and a heart that big will forever be the recipe for over-friendly pussies, and it's wild how they sprout up zealous, like, come here, the patch of pussy willows, fit only to put unruly menfolk to sleep. I mean, what could be better than bedding a bed of flowers good for a laying? But the girl and the child and their foremothers had laid conjoined feet to head in an amalgamated mess of scantily dressed sugar bushes, rocking all the accoutrement of the finest of hoochie mamas, their roots interwoven and hung into a makeshift covenant of what must be done to protect the babes from the unslayed beast. They had agreed that if every daughter of Eve should leave her bud on the altar, there wouldn't have to be any slaughter. They reasoned leading the lamb to this latter sort of death, assured the bloodshed would be brief. Though reoccurring, every animal in this jungle must find its teeth and claws. You will need to learn to fight and accept a certain amount of scars. An ecosystem sounds better in the mouth than a body of matter that feeds on itself. But again, the understanding hangs solely on the perception of the man dissecting the scene. See, too often we behold the forest wholly like it ain't made of individual trees. The woods and their shoulds and coulds be the very reason we can never seem to put out all of these fires, and why in spite of it we remain so dense, but we shan't attach the damning story to its shadow. It implies that the whole is somehow responsible for those harrowing adaptations of the few, and that's just something we don't do, an absolution we afford ourselves in a zero-sum game where we blame and point fingers, ever add inaccurate actions to this toxic little pool. It's harder in summer for wounds to get a good crust going, sopping in the wet of another man's sweat, so the stoop men sit itching in anxious regret, and the corner boys fret in infinite jest, a hole full of same old, bound by a hex, the girl child, though. It never did escape her that the very same body of water where she bathed, she watched the neighbor boy piss and a drunken man shit and the preacher wash away all Mr. Peter James body bitch's sins. Ain't no way these the waters God intended her to wade in, she reasoned. On the flip side of that same coin, I bet God wondering what the hell we always waiting on. The river was meant to be a living proof showing the ever-moving power of flow. So one day, she leaned over the edge for perspective and beheld her own reflection and delighted in the sight of her river sprite soul, closed her eyes, opened her throat, and what came forth was a message blessed by the elders Oshun and Olokun, the family she thought had forgotten her name, saying, daughter, you are the wave maker your mother prayed for. You don't have to remain in these collective corners of these waters. It only feels safe to stay in this stagnant mess because you haven't met the ocean yet. Let go and grow on motion alone until you find the biggest, most bountiful body and put your name on it. Your destiny is your only dowry, poor, pretty feeling black girl. Your presence of mind is a sacred gift. Do with the two as you wish, my mighty little river sprite. You are at least that free as long as you breathe. Your body is not your only superpower. And though it's hard to heal in the heat of summer, there is retribution and a dive into the pools that you ain't used to. And that's peace.
We've been watching your maturity as you've been going through this whole poetry thing. You coming over here to Epiphany was a huge boost to what you're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
What you have been doing eternally, internally, has been the biggest mm-hmm. thing, though. As you, when you do your poetry, you do your poetry through the lens of your projection of yourself. And she's capable mm-hmm. of doing all of these things. And what I'm starting to see now is that the two are starting to become more and more aligned.
Mm-hmm.
How they're coming more and more into focus.
I just want to take my hat off to you for remaining humble through this process, for letting it come to you, as instead of feeling like you have to go out and get it and make it this certain way. So you have been giving the education to people who have been in this game for a minute as well, as we watch you go through this process that you're going through. Congratulations for where you're at now. It was due all to your hard work, putting yourself in the right place, doing the right things at the right time. Congratulations, lady.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that, Jay. Thank you. I'm trying.
Gina.
I got to say this to Queen Simmons. I felt like when the first time I heard you on the mic, you were very timid. You seemed almost to share. And now you fit pieces with a bold assurance that I have to agree with just Jay, comes with maturity that doesn't have to take a long time. Your pen grew up real quick. And we've been on this journey with you ever since, and I'm just glad to be a part of it and see this awakening. It's almost like you were scared to speak, and now you wish somebody would try to silence you, because you've got this. And I'm just happy to see you on this journey and can't wait to where you get to next.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I receive all of that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. We've been watching, girl. We don't be just sitting here on our hands. Mama Donna.
Edwina, I think it's the first time I've ever really listened to your piece or heard you. Mm-hmm. And I'm listening to what Jared and Gina are saying to you, because it sounds so good.
Hold on a minute, Mama Donna.
I've been through.
Mama Donna, she was on Mike Gwynn's show the other day. The young lady that had killed it that day.
Had did what?
She was on Mike Gwynn's a couple of weeks ago. She killed
Right, but I might not have been able, I understand that, but I don't think I was in the room at the time that she spit her three pieces, because I was having problems. And I never went back and listened to the show. All right? So I'm sure she killed it. But from my point of view, I'm talking from, I love the encouragement that Gina and Jared are giving you, because it's the same thing I heard. And I you spit that piece with such confidence. I didn't know when they started praising you. I was like, okay, what's that all about? You know, because it didn't sound like somebody that needed that kind of encouragement. You came out there, you had a point of view, but if I were to ask, what was the impetus for writing that piece? Because it seems like it was really in depth, and I just wanted to know what was the purpose of you writing that piece, and where did that come from? Because I want to have complete understanding of it.
So this piece actually, well, there was a shorter piece that I wrote. It was like, it's hard as hell in heat of summer. And it was like, when I wrote it, it seemed abstract, but it's like the idea is like it's hard to get through things when things are always so hot, you know what I mean? But then it evolved into what it became when I saw Sukihana. I don't know her much beyond this clip that I keep saying of her saying, she was like, she said, I come from a long line of hoes, all the way back to slavery days and even back further than that. And she was like, all my, you know, like, and she said it in a way that it was almost dismissive. Like, what about that? Don't you understand? And the people were just so awe-stricken by the fact that she would say it. And to me, it just gave me an idea to look at it. Like, you know, there's a root to everything, and sometimes we have a tendency not to acknowledge the root and just, you know, laugh at the weed, but there's a root that is at the core of things, and I like to look at those things and look at the emotion of what actually transpired before what it is that you see became what it has become, you know? I think it traces back everything, even that, the idea about, like, your habits and things. And it was also, it's this poem, not a poem, but something my aunt used to tell me about. She used to say there was a family that would always cut the legs off of their turkey whenever they cooked it. And, you know, every holiday when they made the turkey, they would cut off the legs and cook them separately. And until one day, one of the daughters said, "Mom, why do you do it that way?" And she said, "Well, I watched my grandmother do it that way, and my grandmother's grandmother." And then they went back to a couple of generations prior and asked, "Why did she start doing that?" And she like, "Child, I don't know why y'all still doing that. I only did that because the pan that I had was too small." And it's like, but just the idea that it all leads back to something. And if you take a look at that, you might be able to understand what became of it. And then as a child actually looking at that root, she might be able to say, "I don't want to be that anymore." And there's a bigger, more broader base for me to evolve into, instead of the state of mind that I just have to give up my body in order to survive in this world, you know? So
I do, and I understand it, because sometimes you don't have to have these family traditions really are not supposed to be family traditions.
Yeah.
Okay, and we end up doing
honestly,
the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm. True.
And
yes.
I'm glad I asked you, because, you know, I was getting so many different things out of that piece. But you know what? For me, my mother didn't take us around her family, and I don't know my father. So my whatever tradition I had stopped with my mother, and she wasn't very much of a traditional woman. So my whole life was trying to break the mold of what she tried to instill into me. Even though I'm sure I carry some of what she did over into my children. But I love families that have that history. But, you know, you hear that. So the first thing I thought, she probably only took the legs off because it wasn't sitting in the pan that she had. But then when you said it, I was like, yep, there it was. It makes sense.
Mama Donna, that never even occurred to me. I thought it was something to do with them as a family, like the legs had special significance. That didn't even occur to me. So when she said it and you said that you were thinking it, all I could think was, how did I get so disconnected from that? But it never occurred to me that the pan was too small and the legs had to come off so it could fit.
No. I just thought that they wanted to cook them separately and go make them juicy instead of dry.
Right.
I feel you.
That's
on that.
Probably what they were thinking.
Them turkey drumsticks, chicken drumsticks too. They're always to me like I like the dark meat. I like the thigh and I like the legs. So I felt that in a different way. I think
the first thing
I might
done.
Be hungry. Look, I might be hungry. This just may have nothing to do with the. With the piece or the analogy, it's just that, yum, yes, that good succulent meat that's not dried out and delicious and juicy.
Yeah, that's weird.
Chef is dropping
you know
juice and recipes all in one, double entendre.
The same time. So, like, we're still in the kitchen. I just got full.
Yep.
Again.
So, I'm glad I asked for clarity, because I can get in my head when I'm listening to people's pieces, you know what, and I like to hear what their point of view was, and then it clears it up for me. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, mm-hmm. you sometimes are trying to write your pieces in abstract. I don't do abstract that well, so I need to have
mm-hmm.
direct conversation. And
mm-hmm.
but that makes a lot more sense to me, because you know what, Sukiyana, I've been seeing her name come up a lot on
mm-hmm.
the internet and stuff like that. And she proclaims yeah. herself to be a whore, but she seems like a hurt child to me. And
exactly. Yeah.
It seems like she's trying to prove too much of what people want to think about her. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. men try to treat her in a very disrespectful way because of how she acts, which makes
yeah.
them think that it's okay for them to treat her that way. And then she thinks it's
right.
okay to treat herself that way. I find that very sad. You know, and mm-hmm. how does she know what her ancestors were back in Africa? Because whoredom was not our ministry in Africa, so I don't know where that came
but this
from.
It's a limited state of mind. It wasn't that it was
really?
The statement itself was all of that factual or prolific. It's just the state of mind and the way that you will stick to that. And it's like, why do people stick to the things that they do, and why do people
have the beliefs that they believe. Like, we were all raised differently, so our beliefs are different. She probably never, this is the state of mind that raised her, who showed her better. And that's what I was saying when I went into the parts about,
that's
like, being in stagnant water. It's like, if you've never known better, how do you do better? And how do you judge this girl that's probably a scared little girl that's learned that this particular little lick, because that's what it ends up being. If nobody raised you,
right,
you find a lick or you find a way to survive and you see what works, and that's what you do. And I'm sorry, I've lived through enough of those scenarios to know that that happened. You survive. You do what you need to do to survive. So if this girl is leaving a state of a survival mode, a survival state of mind, because that's what she's taught and that's what she's seen and that's what's been perpetuated in her family and in the roots of those, like, I would love to see her see better, you know what I mean, than thinking that that is the only way that she would have to believe that she, you know, the only way that she thinks she has to be able to survive or to get by or to get better.
Sometimes you're stuck in a rut because you don't realize you're in that rut. And then other times you recognize the rut, but you have no capability of getting out because everybody else stayed. So you're thinking that that's where you belong. That's not.
Right.
That's not.
That's
it.
What I meant.
No.
When I'm that line, when I say you only think it's safe to stay in this stagnant mess because you haven't met the ocean yet. It's like you've never been, you've never seen what you are capable of yet. You don't even
so
know
better.
The power you hold.
All right, Joe. I'm going to have to go ahead and step off in here.
Okay.
Hey, we're going to have to get you in for an interview is what we're going to have to end up doing. Go ahead and get you in for an interview. Let you go ahead and get it all out so we can get it out properly. We don't need to get it out while we're racing up against the clock. We have some people that just came in, and the lines are starting to get backed up. So we're going to have to go ahead and move forward, sister.
Okay. Sorry, Jay.
Thank you.
Oh, what
thank
do you have going
on
in Epiphany?
Well,
please and thank you. No.
What do you have going on in Epiphany?
Where we can find you next? Edwina? Is Queen Simmons still
all
with
right.
Us?
I don't see her. No, wait a minute. I can't remember what her number started with.
Did it start
all
with
right.
Nine?
So I
hopefully
believe
she
so.
Was staying around and being the speed round with us as well, because she has been a breath of fresh air and an enlightenment.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. All right. Bringing in... I think it's 506. 506. Who do we have? Who do we have on the line?
Lady A.
Hey, Lady A. What's going on with you?
Oh, I'm just hanging out, listening to the radio. How are you guys?
So far, so good. Be doing pretty good. We had a this morning the porch. We had got into a space that was kind of topsy-turvy with the poetry. I don't know if you ever been into a venting room where people vent, but it ended up being something along them lines. And the fallout end up getting on different people. I don't do venting rooms, you know, or trauma rooms where a person go ahead and take their trauma and beat you down with it. I try to make it sure that we're at least trying to find a safe space. I don't like for a ship to just be out to sea. But it kind of the room kind of had wind like that, and we kind of absorbed that. But that's not our manner of operation. But we're in support, so it kind of took a little bit of a toll.
That must have been
How
really.
How was your day?
My day was very lazy, and I slept in, and then I went to the beach, which is a 2-minute walk from where I live. And went swimming and came back and had a shower and just kicked back for the rest of the evening. So it's been pretty nice.
Oh, that sounds like a perfect Saturday. I'm not even going to play with you.
Was perfect for sure.
Well, we have two other people in here also. I'm going to let them go ahead and introduce themselves.
Hey, this is Mama Donna. Welcome to the stage, Lady A. I
Thank
can't wait to hear what you're going to speak to us.
Thank you very much.
Andrea Whedon is Lady A. She calls from Canada for most of the Epiphany shows and has been a longtime supporter. So happy to have you here with us tonight.
Thank you. Nice to be here. I brought a bit of a love poem, I guess.
Oh, sweet. We like love poems.
Give you the mic.
Thank you.
All right. I'd like to make one other announcement. In 1 minute, if you are listening on, you will be cut off. Now is this your last warning signal to go ahead and call in if you want to go ahead and be a part of this. When you get in here, raise your hand and go ahead and get your spit in. With that being said, Lady A, we appreciate you for coming in, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. Without words, I knew, he knew. Without one word, we knew. Magnetic force, irresistible energy, long lost, found their way back. Multiple previous lives traveling through time, a journey meant to be. That night, that moment, stars aligned and Cupid's arrow pierced both. Without words, we knew. One body, arms and lit hands melting like candles into each other. No need for words. We were the words. We were centuries of love, transcending time, space, and eternity. We were love. Without words, have you ever loved someone and they loved you back silently? Blue eyes, green eyes, fall into the abyss we were destined for. Unspoken love like a waterfall flowing into the estuary below. Our own language. Love language without words. End poem.
Wow. Lady, yeah, that was beautiful.
Go ahead, Jay. Go ahead, Jay. Yeah.
Lady A, you consider yourself to be a romantic?
Yes.
What was the headspace that you were moving through with this poem, and what did you want to convey?
That kind of love, that kind of unspoken, knowing love that you can see and feel without saying a word. It's just a really special place to be, and it's a special thing to have, and I don't know that everybody experiences it. And I wish everybody did. I had it once, and I lost him. He died. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Gina?
I love love and love poetry. For me, is everything. And to have loved and lost, to me, I still don't feel like it's a tragedy. It's a beautiful thing when you have it. And when it
mm-hmm.
ends, it's over. But you have to understand that the love doesn't die, the people do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I love the fact that you hold on to and cherish those beautiful memories and in turn are still keeping him alive because even though he's passed away physically, he's with you poetically, mentally, and in your heart of hearts. And I get and understand that. So I love it. I love it so much. And I love poetry so much that whenever I hear it, I feel like I need to embrace it. And I'm hugging that piece because... Yeah, I don't want to grow old alone, if that makes sense. And even though I'm not with anyone now, I don't want to just settle for anything. I want to be happy. I want to have happily ever after. I want the fairy tale. But
yeah.
I know that I've been loved right previously. It just wasn't lasting. So I embrace every syllable of that piece because it resonates with me and how I feel about love and relationships. So thank you, Lily.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mama Donna.
Yeah, it's good signal. We just keep coming and up. You know, I love that piece. I love love. Love just wasn't loving me. But I love to see other people that love love and have that in their life. I work with clients, and I'm always amazed with people that have been married 50, 60 years, and they still have that love and commitment to each other. Unfortunately, I didn't have that for myself, but I love seeing it in other people and with their life story. Yeah, and I love when people. But you know what? I'm happy when other people have found that, because I'm a firm believer that everybody's not meant to have that, and that's okay. It's okay, because I love love. And if love loved you, then I love you too.
Oh, so beautiful. Thank you so much. Wow.
Yeah, this piece was a breath of fresh air. You know, that's my genre, love right there. Once I had left the hip-hop, I moved straight into love, into God, you know. And I noticed that the same intensity of the murder metaphors I would use, I could put that same intensity into a love poem, and it will come from a totally different direction, and it would resonate with people in a way that they wouldn't quite understand, or it'd be more of a visceral raw. And that's the feeling I had got when I was listening to this, the visceral rawness of love. And when you can convey that, then that right there is touching the heart. Delivery and timing has a lot to do with that as well. You embodied all of that tonight. Very nice.
Oh, thank you very much. Beautiful comments, you guys. Thank you so much.
All right. Lady A, we're going to be getting into a speed round soon. Kind of got off track. I'm slowly getting back on the track. And if anyone in the house wants to go ahead and spit, they can raise their hand. They can go ahead and get into the queue. But if not, we're about to start a very small speed round. All right. I'm bringing everybody who has their hand up in.
Hey.
Oh. This for real?
You gonna stop playing with me?
No. I seen the full four five.
For real.
When you said hey, that sounds like for real. Like, hey, what's going on, bro?
Oh,
he my goodness!
Have fun with that one when he hear that.
He gonna have too much fun with that.
Yes, he is. I ain't going to live it down. Oh, my God. It's all good.
I feel like I didn't walk in on the joke, but I ain't going to say nothing about it.
It's all right.
All right. Hey, there is a number down here that I think is Ed Wieners. Ed, if you in the house, press 1 to go ahead and raise your hand. I'm thinking of seeing a number here that is yours. Yes, that was it. I would have brought you right back in had I known that was you, but you didn't raise your hand.
I'm so sorry about that. Hey, y'all. Hey.
And Mama Donna had said something about a 9. And I said, yeah, it's got a 9 in it, but I don't want to step off on no ledges, nothing like that.
I forgot I had to hit that 1 again. Okay, I'm here for it.
I guess my feeble mind worked.
Oh, God.
Yes, it did that time. Why are you going in it like
it does
that?
Every time,
ladies and gentlemen,
every
I don't know how we got off track, but this family is imploding upon itself. This is the Just Jay and Gina show, and we're here on Epiphany with Mama Donna. She's always here, usually the referee, but sometimes she likes to battle Jay, so here we go. I just want to let my people know that I have a passenger in my poetry Uber. This is along for the ride.
All right, so they be in the rotation. Who is it?
That's up to you, Alice.
But me and Coach.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Let's go.
What I'm
gonna
like? This is going to be a treat for everybody, y'all. This is, sir, can you introduce yourself?
Yes. No, I'm, listen, man, I'm a passenger. I'm riding shotgun.
He's a passenger.
Stall.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the passenger has made it. All right. This man right here has an album that's currently out.
There was no show. Yeah, he called in. They told him it was no show, and I was like, oh my god, he called in like
he
literally
called after the time.
At 10 p.m. and 2 seconds Central Standard Time, 11 p.m. Mm-hmm. and 2 seconds Eastern Standard Time, and she was like, nah,
it's too late.
And I was like, ah.
You
said,
see any zeros in that number? It's too late.
Not having it. That part.
We're going to let you go ahead and play Incognito, brother. I ain't going to go ahead and blow your spot. But when I open, what I'm going to do is I'm going to close up.
He is super dope,
yes,
though.
Yes, sir.
After he done said your name 20 times already, but that's okay. He ain't going to blow up your spot.
Now, I was talking about all the greatness that this man does. That's blowing the spot for me. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to mute everybody's mic. And as y'all mics opened up, then that would mean that you go ahead and go. Be ready. I can't guarantee what the order will be, but I will go ahead and unmute your mic. And when you hear it, go ahead and go, so have your piece ready. And that will go ahead and kick off the speed round. Gina, when I come to you and sir, when I come to you and sir, Gina, you go first and then let him go after you.
Actually, I would like for Alice to go first so that I can freestyle off his energy.
All right, well, however y'all work it out then.
That's what it is.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. All right, now we got a couple more slots in here, peoples. If y'all want to go ahead and raise your hand, right now might be the time because we're about to go ahead and shut it down right after. All right, with that being said, I'm dropping all of y'all over here into safe mode. Just listening. As you hear the Blog Talk lady talk to you with that cold voice she has, she really don't care. Karen is not her bad. Oh, we got a late entry with 502. We got to do a mic check right quick, y'all. 502. We need to hear if you, we need proof of life. Can we have it? 502.
Hey, it's Gwen C. My bad. I was muting.
Muting. All right. Sweet. When I unmute the mic, then you will just go ahead and go. It's not going to be quite at random. It's going to go something like this. It's going to start out with Mama Donna, Gwen C, 973, Edwina, 506. 445, 815, and then myself. All right. You're rolling.
Hi, Donna, from the violence of the words spoken, scared and shaking. Why does his voice sound like lashes to my soul? The flight button has been ignited. I can't stay here and listen to this vitriol. It's bringing back childhood trauma, the drunken rants and behavior of my mother's husband, the vomit smell of when my sister's father projected it from the front door to the kitchen. I'm not well right now. I was triggered, but I've grown and stayed. Did I really grow? I can't tell by how I'm feeling. Tears streaming down my face as these feelings try to take over my peace. The struggle is real. I didn't grow as much as I thought. This is my usual art of deflection from the pain inflicted, pouring to others while leaving me bereft, without reflecting to what I'm feeling. I can wallow in these feelings. I feel mentally assaulted and drained from the emotional discussion. This is not a blame game. It's just an acknowledgement of further work on self. If I'm honest with myself, my feeling of unsafety has been brewing for a while. Vulnerability is a new, old feeling experience. Memories unleashed. Having a hard time keeping them at bay. I am so tempted to match energy. I rein it in, negating my anger while feeling like a child, unable to defend myself from the aggressive expression. I know it's not directed at me. I am rolled up in a ball in my mind. I will need to process the reaction. For my continued growth, this was just a reminder that one thing can trigger a flight response, and that's the wisdom of Mama Donna.
You've wanted to fire me for 30 years. You hate my ethics and our morals don't match. I take accountability for my inability to resign. There's no non-compete clause. Your irrational fears and envy heighten your bigotry, which be evident in your blatant dumb shit, like hating due to the color of skin, you marginalize others. Our separation's necessary. I expect no severance package. I just won't work with you in boxing others and labeling them without knowing the inner content. You withheld my promotions because I fight the raging sea of systemic oppression, yet you promote shell programs to hide waves of gentrification. Mad, you glass-ceiling me when I refuse to birth, marry, befriend, color within your lines. But you got permanently pissed when I used permanent marker to boldly write inclusion, not exclusion. But the protest was necessary to be an ally to mi gente when kids were being taken. Where were you when cries of fence kids sang painful melodies to one another? Were you singing All Lives Matter? I tried to work with your tempo, listen to your music. As a teen, my cassettes with holes filled with paper flowed from Too Short, the ghetto, to Travis Tritt, I don't love you anymore. And I don't. Ain't no love, bitch. I've clocked in much to handle your fragility. I mean your business. In stress or triggers, only sales mattered. Your contracts enabled killings of Amadou, Terrence, Sam, Walter, Sean Bell, Mike Brown, Patrick Harmon. Your silence is harming people. You love black as long as it keeps you out the red. Our work dynamic is worse than the necessity of telling my cousins to raise their sons into men who do not kill mine. Like them, you preach, get out the streets, but Brianna was home in the sheets. Those things you rest between after chasing your sweet dreams, but she couldn't even sleep. You hate my affiliation, work assigned by God, my calling, yet don't hate the officer who kneeled, killed a man while calling for his mother, but you mad at the man who kneeled in peaceful protest, again, but not the man who kneeled to force someone's last breath. You breathe life into campaigns for tax hikes, for playgrounds, trails, and parks, but batted no eye when a 12-year-old child was shot dead playing in the park. You value black and brown sons' military service, yet don't mind when wars are waged against them, such as mass incarceration. This was intended to be a draft. But dear white people, please accept my formal resignation. Normally, I thank you for the opportunity and wish you future success. Instead, I wish it be bland, like bland, and die an unknown death as they claim Sandra did. And since Alton's life was seized when selling CDs, I pray the bank cease your finance, terminate your livelihood. I wish the demise of your vision, your products, transportation, like police denied Philando's life while he sat in the front seat of his transportation. Okay. Resignations must be kept to one page. I quit. Want your exit interview questions answered, catch me off stage. In peace.
We be poeting, don't we? We be seeing, we be hearing, we be touching, and we be feeling. Let's not pretend that these are the same senses. We be crying real tears, then by painting them into a rhythm across a multitude of mediums. We be contouring our wounds into caricature smiles or wild beast poems that leech off that dopamine flow that you like to keep going, fueled by the judgment of someone else's emotions. And we be writing raucous revolution, so earth moving it alights the passersby to our battle cry. Reminder, there's a war going on outside. We be word sword and human holder of human bone shield, gilded by the poets who've come before us. We be closing our eyes, getting lost in the vibe of exposing those who don't know to a download, hoping to move something in your soul. At times we be Poe, starving artists, existing off the richness of orchestrating these raucous riots into a rhythm, then refining it into a pulse, looking for a way to share a low dose, because should we ever give see a good poem in its original form, you know the poetic mind ain't normal. Pain prepositioned into words on purpose, the beauty of nature on MDMA-ness of a woman's skin woven into a litany of the most loving languages. You should have heard these poems before we cut into them in an attempt to put honey over these strong medicine, in an attempt to make them relevant enough for your consumption. A geisha girl with feet bound into lotus, petite enough for the men to think them pretty, the pared down minds of oversharers, weight bearers, these poems be spells
spilling forth from ancestral planes with painstaking precision. We be poeting like the depth and expression of our next poem is the only breath outrunning death. We be poeting like we ain't even wrote our best poems yet, but we be poeting like we the last ones left. And that's that piece.
Render me complete, soothe all that has been bittersweet. Letters strung to form bouquets of pictures etched with each phrase. Lovely words sown in a song speak memories of love now gone. Under the moon, its fullness bright, you brush my hair in the silvery light. Your voice rings sweetness in my ear, resounds, I love you, from memories clear. Our lips remember their embrace, your love I feel laying face to face, your body skin to skin with mine. Shall I speak as comings of holding hearts, I carry yours never to part. Two hands lift your name to the moon, where we hear songs of loons, fitting like a cog or glove into each other with one love. Silver shines like a crown for king and queen, on a bed of eiderdown. Under the moon, a delicate breeze, the scent of cologne is conjured with ease. It's then I feel your hands caress my back with knowing, artful finesse. If I imagine long enough, I smell your musk, I feel your touch. You are here, for you I long. Your words created can convey our love and memories, our tapestry. Your heart will tell you without words if love cuts deep like a lover's sword. Dance your dance with bodies in sync. Let lips kiss with lover's ink. Sing your song without the words written for us, our love words. The rain begins to fall, to pour and dampen to my very core. Life ruins my dreams of you, broken. I am dappled gray and blue. Memory remains alive with fire. Time nor space can quench my desire. I'm owned by you, and you by me, and peace.
Indigo child, sometimes when you wake, you just want to know. Who can you run to? Who can you turn to? Let me show you. See, the sun's in the east and the moon reflects like the knowledge and wisdom I manifest. If you want to go to heaven, lay upon my breast. I'm blessed by the light, so my love stays locked and loaded, bringing comfort from afar. I'm talking about that love from the stars. All you have to do is give it a chance and just open your heart. What's waiting is amazing, I promise. You'll find treasure in a safe space with peace beyond measure. Just release your pain. I bring to you love through black and blue, because that's all I ever knew from deep within to pull from and give to you. My indigo blue. Not that blue from a bruised heart that stained my veins, but from the source of which I was created. These stars were drawn around my scars because I fell in love with me, and I'm here to help you release your blues. And I know for some of you traveling through, it's still too dark for you to yet see the light. Rest assured, I know my purpose, so I'll shine bright. So bright sometimes, they don't want it out, just dimmed. Because they still want to reach for it, keep it lit just a little bit, touch it. Just to say they know me and were able to get in. The only when I make it unavailable to them is when they want to be destruction and get rid of me. and then realizing that you can't destroy love. It just moves far out of the way, somewhere off into infinity. Now the well is run dry and can't be tapped back into unless you cry. I mean, release what you've been through. Release the hurt, release the anger, release the pain. You've caused them and they've caused you. Let it run its course and make room for love once again to reign. If love can't fit where it ain't welcome. But don't be alarmed, I'm Indigo Child, and you can seek asylum in my arms. Child of the highest light and pure is true. My aura is golden and you have just been given a piece of my indigo blue. That's that piece.
There's something about the way your skin soaks up the sun. There's a melody in your melanin. There's a rhythm in your radiance. There's a tinge of survivor's guilt in your cadence because you made it. This might end up sounding like a love poem, or at least a letter begging you to never leave. If I die, no cap. Pray to you, God, by any method, man, to resurrect me. You are the center of my solar system. So sun, moon, and stars, when you in our verse, your smile caused a nuclear reaction to my core, Chernobyl. It was a terawatt explosion. My broken heart washed ashore for sure, me and all. Your smile, dangerous, once rumored to knock down buildings, but it's proven to sustain this happy family union. You helped me off my primrose path. You were from the Amazon. I was a Yahoo from Insta. When I saw you, my soul twittered. I asked you for your number. You handed me your Facebook, so I read it like a love poem. The stay star saves the earth for us. Abandoned swings its sword for our love. To salve you just from the clutches of sin and death. You are the sound of Group O Nietzsche, Hector Lavoe, and Victor Manuel on a Sunday. Your kisses taste like pure asuka, like a love poem. My dearest lovely, you are both home and hearth. Your beauty is overqualified for this ratchet place we call Earth. You are tiger lily, lying in the fields of white lavender. There's no peace without your relentless embrace. And I thank my beloved for suffering and dealing with all my imperfections. And if it's true that a robber can get into the kingdom of heaven, this servant humbly accepts your presence because our lives are of no matter. We only need to stay faithful to death and exercise caution during this life because the evil ones burning missiles seek to exile us. So run away with me into the summer midnight. Grab a hold of my right hand. Let our fingers interlace forever and let our palms sing psalms together like a love poem. Because you are everything and the only thing that has made sense since we met. I can still smell the scent of your hypnotic poison fragrance and your kiss is the last kiss I ever want to taste on my lips. Falling in love with you felt like falling 1,000 feet per second. Felt like we skydove. The ripcord was our meeting. The truth was our parachute. Loving what I came for. But it's here now, and it feels good. So I'll take it hostage. You stole my heart. You were spotted with a red hat that said, make love great again. You knocked down the barriers and walls I had built. You then stormed the Capitol and impeached my ex. You were really in the incumbent from the start. No need for an expensive campaign. You have even grassroots because this house that we represent will serve Jah. We make executive decisions together. Let's just lay up here together and count our blessings. I love righteous, so when I kiss you, no need for judicial. This is something about the way your skin soaks up the sun. I can hear a melody in your melanin. There's a rhythm in your radiance. There's a tinge of survivor's guilt in your cadence because you made it. What have you done to me? I am ruined for anyone else. The comparisons will always be unfair. Love poem.
I feel like love poetry has no ending. It's just the beginning and it goes on and on. Like the song in your childhood youth when people would sing it and did not know what to do, and it would just continue. And that's how I feel when I'm listening to you. You're the inspiration and the reason that I know that this is not my permanent station.
sleeping alone and hugging my pillow at night and sometimes sobbing is not my destiny. It's just my present location. Because you showed me without any maps, no Googling, no GPS, that I had already arrived. And this is my destiny and where I'm due to be. That you pen the love poetry that to the core of me speaks. And even though you married someone else, you've still been good to me. Our friendship is so cherished that all I can say on any given day is when my heart was broken because I realized that I was just some man's trophy and token. See, I was his work-wise. While he was planning nuptials with someone else and left me out cold in the wind blowing to the piercing of my soul, my heart was shattered in so many pieces because it was frozen and I didn't think that it would unthaw. And you came along. And you were not just the atlas that showed me where I belonged, but also the omega because you were the beginning. And I don't know when it's going to end, but I will always love black men, those who champion me, who are my brothers, who are my fathers, uncles, and lovers. To the man who would be my last man in my life, the last kiss, and I will be his final, even if I am his first wife. Their marriages will be enough for me. I didn't think I'd ever want to do it again, but you made me see that I have nothing to give, and even though I'm a storm, like a Category 5 hurricane, I'm not bent on instruction. No, I'm here for instruction. And as long as I have a man who is following the Father and understands that we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the Son, I just need a man who knows truth and speaks the King's language and the child's guiding us to the place that we need to be in the future. So I will hold steady and know that I don't have to break myself from the flock I'm a little bit. I know that that road is wide and open and narrow, and winding is the road to salvation. So I will stay the course. And with you in my life, of course, it would be easy to do because you, like the sun and the moon, are a guiding light for me in my life. And I appreciate you. And peace.
There is a sound in the rhythm of silence. In the absence of vibration, there's an unfathomable depth, and it has its own resonance in the vast cavernous of tranquility. Where quietness clangs hollow, in chambers of blackness, where even touch can be numb and an ear muted. Has this soul's sighs feeling disembodied, as my soul's mind searched for sound in the vacuum of thought. Vibrations. Vibrations reaching out in every direction, never to return to me again. As I strain my eyes in this pitch to see muted strobes explode in my closed eyes sight. But these are not explosions. These are just illusions created by my mind's eye, causing my physical eye to see sound in the dead of darkness. On command. I command my diaphragm to crush down and deflate as my lungs take in air like the mighty whale that prepares for its descent into the deep. And in a harmonious ballet of muscles and sinew, I squeeze with all my strength, fiber, and might. And I compress and jettison this breath of my chest through the hallowed halls of my esophagus, through the bottleneck of my larynx as I stretch my jaws wide to roar. Only to produce nothingness, as my lungs ring out and sputter the last bits of hissing wind, as I feel faint from exertion, as my last-ditch efforts leave me breathless, depleted, and defeated. So now I must accept my silence in silence, in these poetic passages of stark darkness and solitude. And from this void of nullity, I remember the lily, swaying gently in the field, looking oh so lovely, the lily, Her inner beauty sings soliloquies that unplug my ears and my tears, unbind my eyes and my heart, wail the night-shattering wail, and lava surged through my marrow. And I stood and I cried that I am alive. Poem. All right, everybody. This was insanely sweet. I'm about to, let me open up everybody's mic. I'm acting like I'm at Clubhouse. Everybody gets a mic. You get a mic. You get a mic. You get a mic. And you get a mic. And I can't remember if these other people raised their hand or not.
That was crazy.
I love it here.
Wow. That was amazing. You guys rock.
We're here.
All of you.
Oh, you couldn't open my mic, huh? I got to be left in the dark, right?
I
got to come in the studio.
I pressed your mic twice, actually. I think
no,
I might have pressed it,
right.
Then hung it up again, and then I had to go back and go ahead and get you adjusted.
Everybody mic opens up for mine. I'm like, wait a minute. Let me go in here.
See
quick.
How you did you?
Yeah,
it's
right?
Another 445,
right?
And then I had to go ahead and close that one up. He didn't have his hand raised.
Oh, that's for real. Yeah, that's for real. He's probably in a closet somewhere.
Look, he wasn't even
have
room
his hand raised
he
until he raised
room.
The coin.
Look, he was in the break room. He was like, I can't even fit in here.
Right? It's all good, though. The speed round was fire, yo. Everybody brought it. Oh, man. That's what's up.
Who was that one guy that was with Gina?
Atlas.
Stop it.
Do you know that's my
brother?
That's my brother from Small House.
Y'all can hear me? Y'all can hear me?
Mm-hmm.
We can hear you well, but I didn't know if I was supposed to say your name. Mama Donna kind of like beat me down.
No, it's nice to meet everybody. It's my first time here.
Oh, my God.
It'll be my last time. It's nice to meet everybody. My name is Atlas, right? I'm a Small House. You know what I mean? I'm a Small House poet. So I'm just here, just here, just like nice to meet y'all. You know what I mean? Sometimes I write poetry. That's
Well, he sounds so New York, y'all. He's so New York. He was like, no, I mean, it wasn't even a whole word. What is that? Yamin, what? I mean, I speak New York, but break down Yamin for people who don't speak New York.
It's a super verb. It means everything. It's a question.
It's everything. It's an adjective. It's a verb.
It's a super word. It's a super word.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta start
using
that.
I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. You ain't got to stay over there in poetry in the Small House of Poetry over there in Clubhouse. You can come back here to Epiphany. We got a show every night of the week.
Okay.
Feel me?
Ooh. Well, talk to your talk. Who that? What's your name?
Oh, I'm the Perla Negra. I'm one of the hosts on the Pistol.
Perla Negra.
And I thank you, Pete. Yeah. So,
thank you.
Yeah, you come on by. It'll always be an open mic waiting for you. Always.
Okay. And don't threaten me with a good time.
Oh, I'm with it.
He already knows.
Man, stop going over here making people smile like that, man. That ain't no good.
No, we need this energy. Bring it.
Yeah, we do. La Perla Negra is one of the heads over here at Epiphany. She's been doing multiple shows for quite some time. She has a lot of knowledge about this radio stuff.
And
UNC loved your piece.
You didn't forget to ask me what I have going on.
I knew I was going to get you back, and I was going to go ahead and say, because why would I say it out loud? That'd be crazy. And I ain't there.
How you going to get me back? You ain't even opened up my microphone for an after this. It was like a cipher with the speed round.
I pressed yours first.
I'm in the studio. I see where my number is in line at. Okay.
Yeah, but
everybody,
I went from the bottom up.
You went from the bottom up. But you skipped over me. It's cool. It's all good. I ain't gonna hurt you. I'm gonna just tell everybody what I got going on.
I love
Tiffany,
it here.
If you don't mind.
Let everybody know what's going.
All right. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am in Diva's Talk, and I have special guest Diva to host with me until my Diva comes back from her trip of wellness, okay? And we are staying on the subject of energy, where we are talking about how we adapt to and deal with the different energies of the world that people bring to us. And on Monday night, sometimes you might be able to catch me in King and Queen's Quarters co-hosting with King Atterbury. All right, and you never know what you're going to get in there, but y'all come on through and bring your best to us. We got you. All right, back to y'all.
And that's 9 Eastern, 8 Central, every night on Epiphany.
That's right.
319-527-6300. Why be ordinary when you can be wrong?
All righty.
Mm-hmm. No.
Gwen, see, what you think about this thing that happened tonight? Appreciate you for coming up to it, even though it was at the last minute, but it's cool.
I'm glad I was here for all of it. You know me, even though I pressed one late, I'm glad I got to listen to almost the whole show. And I just want to say this publicly. I don't know if she's still on the line, and y'all know I love all y'all, but I love Edwina. She inspires me to be a better poet. Every time I hear her work, she needs her freaking flowers tonight.
Do not say that, Lindsay. You know I love. Come on now.
Thank you.
Oh, you're still here. I thought you were. I love you.
While you can smell them. While you can smell them, Edwina, accept them.
Thank you.
Yes.
Embarrass her, please.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
I love all her poems. Oh, I love all your poems. They're another level, and I hope that I can write like that someday. I'm trying to grow up.
Wow.
Thank you.
You are very
this is
welcome.
What happens
you
when you get
it.
The two humblest people in the world together. You don't make you don't make a lot of headway.
That's not often. This right here is epic. I need
That's
this
funny.
Moment to make it in time.
That's funny.
Oh,
are you a Libra, Edwina?
Coming through, Gwen. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
When's your birthday? Are you a Libra? I'm a Libra.
No, I'm an Aries. I'm an Aries.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could see.
Yeah, everybody keeps telling me I have to, like, try to, like, once I own my fire, it's going to be different. So I'm just trying to look at it that way. Like,
I'm getting out of the way when you do that. Ooh, I'm moving out of the way. I'm trying to tell you.
Thank you.
This girl is on fire.
Thank you. You know, this cipher, I'm sorry I missed the rest of the show, but you guys, this was amazing. And how dynamic everyone is and just seeing the different perspectives that you guys come with. That piece that Gwen C. spit is like, you know, it's like, I can't. I'm working on a piece right now, and I'm going to try to, like, share it to you guys when I finish it. But, like, I feel like that's so important, and I think it'd be I'm not going to get long-winded, but that was dope. La Perla Negra, that's one of my absolute favorite pieces. Gina, your freestyles are always so heartfelt. Just Jay, that's one of my favorite pieces, and you body it more and more every time you do it. Atlas, I'm not sure if I've seen you on Clubhouse. I believe that I have, but whoo, that was impeccable work.
That was making me want
to
fall in love.
I'm glad to be here to have witnessed this. Yes.
Uh-huh. I'm married, and I was over here like, I just want to fall in love now, thanks to that piece. So keep Ubering, Gina. Keep Ubering that kind of poetry in.
Oh, Gwen C, girl,
amazing.
You already know. When somebody's struggling to get in queue and I got their number, let's go.
Yes, that was an amazing piece. I will second that.
Yes.
He has albums out, too.
Oh, wow.
Y'all can catch up with him on YouTube.
The Bomb.com and his videos are amazing.
Cool? Atlas, is that cool?
Oh, no. Yo, listen, man, thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I'm horrible at it. I'm horrible. But
yes, sir.
On Instagram, I'm hostage_ 1914. And from there, you can click on the link tree and the album, Lucille's Son. It's on all streaming platforms, and I'm calling it a movie, but the first video was out for the movie, and it's on YouTube, and it's called Lucille's Son, and the second one will be out soon. So, yeah, so if you listen to the album, you'll get the script for the movie. The album's on all streaming platforms, and the first video for it is out on YouTube under Mama's Grave. It's a poem about my mama and her gray hair and how I found it so beautiful one day. That's it. You know, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. All the poetry was wonderful.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You said hostage underscore what? What is it?
1914.
I got you. I'm about to follow you.
1914, pivotal date in history. Ask me more about it. But listen, Jared and Gina know. I'm an addict for the work. I heard some work tonight. I heard it.
He don't just say that,
go. Listen, I heard some work, and I'm all about the work. I'm about the work. I'm about that pen and what you writing and what it means and how you feel about it. And are you telling me how you feel about it? Are you expressing yourself? Are you putting feelings in those words? Your pitch, your pausing, you know what I mean? Your cadence.
Yeah, me.
I don't want to talk too much. But yeah. Listen, I'm about to work. You know what I mean? Yeah, listen. And I heard work. And I heard work.
1914, ladies and gentlemen. Check them out on all streaming platforms. That piece that y'all just heard tonight, that was from off of the album. Y'all can go over there and listen to it entirely. He got a dope producer that put some music. No, marry the music to the poem.
That's
this dude is insane with. He did something that's next level. It's not just putting music behind it. He performed the marriage right in front of your ear holes.
Listen, it took me so long. They met the song and the poem, and then they had the court. He had to ask her out. Of course, he a gentleman, so he paid for the date. Listen, that's between the I was between the poem and the music. There's a whole thing about it. We got to do
relationship.
Yeah, we got to do something against Morehouse. How the music and the poetry happy
came together.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
in America,
we
got to
get you over here for an interview, Alice, and then promote your album.
I'm down.
Definitely.
That's it.
No,
Mama Donna comes through to be the balance between the two energies between me and
the bully?
Jay.
Did the bully come through? I'm down for the bully.
Can
I ask a question?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Lady
ahead,
A has
Lady
a question.
A.
Go ahead, Andrea.
I'm just wondering, is Gwen, are you still on?
I am.
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm wondering what inspired you to write your piece tonight.
I guess I should. Was it Edwina or Gwen? Sorry.
Gwen.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I think I spoke up when you were talking to somebody else. So that piece is just, oh, God, this was like last week's interview without going too far down in the weeds. It's just like my whole life has been kind of this place where I don't belong anywhere, especially with my family. But I think what really caused me to write that piece is because since See the Worth in 16, my first real political piece, and then like my scrolled piece, I've just continued to advance and use them like when I go to like protests or when I'm out in places where I can use my voice that way. And so resignation actually came from just all the things that happened with Brianna, I think, that led to it. And then like just the continued same old stuff, like where black – I mean – it all stems from Tamir Rice. Like, if you want me to go to the very root cause, I will say it all started with Tamir Rice. And pretty much any political piece that I write goes back to him in some way, because I don't, I can't imagine, like, losing a 12-year-old child to a police officer like that. It's just crazy that happened. But just with all of the other killings that kept having after that, it's like it's just part of what I write. And then I really do have family members who I have to worry about
raise your son so that someday they don't kill mine. They don't know their cousins. We're like outcasts. They don't know their family. And I really do have family that'll say stuff like, well, if Breonna wasn't doing this or that, if Breonna Taylor wasn't in the streets, if Breonna Taylor didn't associate with dope dealers, if she wasn't, you know, using her apartment as a house, we don't even know that all that's true because we believe that all that's false. I live in Louisville, Kentucky, so I'm right here by it. I was in the protest. And that piece, you know, came from a lot of all of that activity. And it's not that I know I can't quit being white, but it's like I need people to understand that we can't, like, just be silent. We can't just go and live our happy lives. We can't just ignore all the things that are happening in the world. It's not acceptable. And that means, you know, my family's never going to love me, and that's okay. But my therapy is ink, and I really live and breathe that. Like, you can ask anybody that knows me. Like, I have to write through what I'm feeling. And so, yeah, people say it's a gift for me to give to the world. People always call their poetry a gift for others. But first, it's a gift for us. It's for us. It's for ourselves. And then it can be a gift to everybody else. So that's just part of me writing through what I'm feeling. That's where the piece came from, is just getting it out of me, the frustration, the anger, the hurt, and just all of that. Plus, I was a commissioner on the Human Relations Board here in Louisville, Kentucky for 4 years. So when all the protesting was happening, I was a commissioner from 2017 to 2021. So it was a really challenging time. And so that piece came out of that time as well.
Wow.
And thanks for asking.
Hey, can we get another little mini cipher with Edwina, Atlas Omega, and Gwen C? Would that be all right? So I can be here like 10 minutes left.
I feel like Jeff Jay is overdoing it.
I'll be overdoing it all the time. You missed the point.
Yeah. This is the thing. He might be extra, but this is kind of necessary and not optional, Gwen. You know I love you, sis. I'm not trying to throw you under the wheel of the bus. But they do go round and round. And Alice Omega, if it wasn't for him, my self-esteem would have been so shattered that I would have had to put my pen down. I would have had to be silent because I had been crushed to my soul by people that I loved. And he held me up in a really fragile time in my life. And I look at y'all, you know, Lady A, Gwen C, Edwina, La Perla Negra, Just Jay is my brother that I love to fight with because I know that he actually loves and cares about me. Mama Donna, because I'm the woman who has no father, grandfather, and only a handful of uncles left. But I do have these brothers that love me with everything, and I appreciate the good men in my life. So when we put ourselves in these positions, we need this kind of poetry. So with no pressure, I'm just saying, we would love to have a mini cipher with y'all.
Yeah, we have like 9 minutes, too. Would that be all right? Is everybody in agreement with that? If not, then we can go ahead and scrap it.
Like 3-minute pieces of paper.
Let's get it.
On a high note. Let's go.
Come on, poet.
Here's the order. Edwina, Gwen, and then Atlas.
Edwina, Gwen, Atlas, that's the lineup. Let's go.
Hey, what are we doing? Are you doing this right now?
We're doing a little mini cipher. It's just y'all three.
Yeah.
And it's going to round out tonight.
Ooh, we got 8 minutes.
Come on, poets. Let's get it.
Oh, damn. I don't know if I have anything to do it. Start on me?
Anything.
Okay,
I'll do something.
You go first, Gwen?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead, Gwen.
Mike is yours.
Okay. Like the best man in a wedding no one wants to be in, the photograph of jumping the broom, couple blinded by flash, the matches flicker, a quick burn, so fast you question whether it's real, strong enough to ignite flame though, I'll be orange and white to make the blues, dope stage presence, your ego thinks I am gift, I get heart's attention, still the present. Like they stole all the hidden figures, sadness. You'll be back to the future while fast and furious, which means I'm sleeping with the enemy, evil my bed holds just me. My mind fights, yet appears to function properly with you in it. My mental be rocky, but sadness, you Apollo, and damn son, call depression my creed. I'm not orphanage, the structure to make you feel alone. You're not orphan age, adulting ain't free though. You didn't heed warnings, so I warden for your protection.
No, you see me like Mike. I can't have Nathan. Even if I got it from thrift, if it seems to lift, fit, or go with me, you be brave, Nate, you take it. Won't let my secondhand self-love self be Stella. You be the back and forth and how Stella got a groove back. You told me to think like a man. That was just a Band-Aid. I'm easy to open, but what you read don't stick. I am bubble bath, made of toxins, pretending to detoxify your body. I am the lavender you buy to relieve stress, the anxiety-reducing amethyst you wear on your chest. When that don't work, purple rain, you feed off my tears. I am the juice. If I could turn Coach into Prince, maybe then my prints would matter to the beholder of my hand, or guitar strings wouldn't be just easily plucked, rather resonate with the snaps I receive on stage, make wishes come true, and maybe universe would save the last dance, or make me cardinal, soaring over lakes, above the rim, space jam me into a star, call me magic. I am deficit, sworn to keep you in the game. All is not fair in love and basketball. A poet and a coach was a no-win fiction. I wanted love. He wanted to keep up with the Jones. Our conflict of interest was our only shared interest. He wanted to stay, baby boy. I wanted to move to the wood. Thank you for reminding me I can do bad all by myself, and being cast away leads to resiliency. You set it off, blew up my life trials, made hearsay in. Boomeranged me to a second chance, motioned balance upon my Libra scales. For that I testify, sadness, you are the true poetic justice. In peace.
Why are you hiding? What are you hiding from? I mean, you've made breath and skin and transcendent metaphysics a prison, one decision at a time, and now you're dying in your body, rotting the way of things that are not growing. With your dreams dutifully dangling, breezy as autumn leaves, like they ain't got wings already. You deem them frivolous things to appease human beings. What do you say to your pieces walking away while you laying here waiting, ignorant to your body like a beast with no nation, a salivating black-eyed possession, parrying at the passageway to your passionate parts, a soulless shadow turned tied off tourniquet, pinching you off to your goodness? This is supposed to be your good shit. And I know you lost your way home, tossed and turned in the turmoil of outliving this hostile trope associated with the tenderness of this sun-kissed black skin, but this ain't home. That's why I don't feel right. See, that's why you can't get comfortable here. Your focus is behaving like foreign foster kids, fickled, confined, and unwatched over a home is more than a place to sleep, my dear. You were meant to live in here. That's why I keep feeling like somebody forgot somebody. That's because you forgot your body. You forgot your body held your rhythm. Your hips held your music. Your heart is in tune to a ton-ton drum, bearing your sigil. Your soul is forever home if you should want to visit. This here is your shit. You letting get dusty somewhere, wasting away. How much glory you suppose you got left in your gloriousness? And how many holes you gonna let folk poke in your Holy Ghost? Does this creature you keep competing with still hold any semblance of your features? And did you realize that you were using your magic to commit the treason of deserting your body without ever leaving your skin? This skin gonna follow you the way of shadows, baby. You can't outrun yourself. You gonna either learn to be black as an intentional blessing, else they gonna call you black as hell. You know how darkness be doing. You need only remember. Tell me, when did you reason away your rhythm in the interest of easy listening? You do know that one day they gonna tell you you can't stay here, right? Playing the life of a party in another man's parlor. Is there joy in being an uninvited guest in somebody else's home? You act like you ain't got nobody. You treat your home like you ain't got no home training. You got the world in your pocket begging like there ain't diamonds in your blood, like unstepped in melanin ain't $444 a gram on the black market. You need to stop it. You act like the universe ain't between your legs and the world ain't between your ears and the tuning fork don't know your motion, like you can't command the power and chaos of the whole damn ocean, but you know better. But you forget yourself. You better remember, because someday the girl that owns your fire will have the ear of your daughters. You better learn to speak the language of the ferocious. Let this be the day that you grow fluent in the speech of your own divinity. Speak your native tongue with all of your mouth, and let steady hands make light work for the light worker and journey, sojourn through this place. Poverty is another man's language. It's a broken dialect regurgitated from the second stomach of some fat cow, the dull, the magic. They have tried to convince you it's madness, but you know better. Now, don't you? You know better than to leave your things around for somebody else to look after. I'm going to need you to get fat on the satisfaction of behaving like you got somebody. You somebody. You know that? You somebody with a whole body to come home to. Why you hiding like you ain't got no place to be, baby? You ain't homeless. You just unfocused. And that's the basis of all of this frustration. You won't come home to yourself like you just some sort of beast with no nation. That's that piece.
Y'all can hear me? Y'all can hear me?
Not in clear.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I know I was supposed to go right, like, go in right after, but it's too much. Then back to back? Yeah, oh, my God. All right, listen. Y'all, I'm a fan. I don't know y'all names, right, because I'm brand new, but y'all both dope. Listen, so all the chocolate boys that considered trapping when the rainbow wasn't enough, poem will all be lies. So listen, Black, they will expect you to sling rock or have a wicked jump shot, either or. Not only should you know how to dance, boy, you better know how to shuck and jive. They will expect you to be cool, always cool. But hot-headed, temper on fleek, you hype beast, you sneak ahead, you should be bad with your money. Foolish enough to wait on long lines for expensive debt because you consumer, not investor. You should have zero ambition, at least one gold chain, two baby mamas working on your third strike. You should have a mixtape on the way. An EP later this year, an LP in the works. You should have the ability to drop a hot 16 whenever needed. You should be in rap videos with hordes of scantily-clad women with their limbs dangling off every absurd word you say, oh, chocolate boy, the horror. You should live for today. Don't think about tomorrow. They expect you to be a baby daddy, never a father. They expect you to be a friend with benefit, never a husband. But you carely keep your boyfriend. But you should run the corner, balance bodega and blunt in one hand. You hood pharmacist, you less Nas, you more Pablo Escobar, you more El Chapo, you less Langston Hughes. You overpriced jeans with senseless, expensive Hermes belt to hold up your knees. You sport jersey, you ain't black tie, so you shut up because you rebound. You overtime, you last second shots, you layup because you layup. Beyond the arc, you're low percentage because since the arc, y'all been low percentage. You're not expected to be smart. You triple dumb bull. Technically, you foul out. You block your own goals. You be goaltending. You black, you like gunplay. You shooting guards. You less forward thinker. The center of your life only revolves around scoring. You travel, go nowhere. You gang, suwoop, alley-oop. You crypto, but you less Bitcoin. You ain't black enough for BET. You black enough for EBT. You should be fluent in Ebonics. You should have a black belt in slang, you know what I mean? Like Braille, you feel me? You aggressive introvert. So stick your heart inside of a hurt locker. Then black hawk down your heart, chocolate boy. With the homies, be armed forces, be all you can be, chocolate boy. Then wall yourself off, let no one in. Camouflage your feelings, let no one in. Navy seal your heart, let no one in. Desert storm your emotions and never let anyone in on the inside, old chocolate boy. Don't believe all those lies. If you do, you might melt when the heat is on in the sky. So you be sweet to your mother. Stay solid, silky, smoky, smooth to your wife, and don't be what those other people want you to be. Instead, be what Jehovah can see, because you are much more than what they bargained for. Your face, colorful, vivid, like a supernova. In your brain, we call that alien tech. Your voice sound like new scrolls. You got more verbs than proverbs. Your cheekbones jagged like moon rocks. Your skin bright like exploding stars. You were birthed from a queen on a shiny Saturday. You got a flamethrower in your step. You music in your swag. You lightning in your strut. You set trend for shock, quake, rumble, and aftershock. You say a prayer before you leave the house and someone doesn't confuse. Your dress up with court date. Say a prayer that they don't confuse your mind with manslaughter. Confuse your high with hijacks. Your smile with silencer, your good morning with armed robbery, your hello with misdemeanor, your lips with larceny, confuse your fine with a felony, say your prayer, that it don't confuse your chocolate with a threat. So all the chocolate boys that considered trapping when the rainbow wasn't enough. Atlas.
God. Damn.
Yo. I got
don't be having a mic. Yeah. And that's off his first album.
Oh,
I'm so glad we didn't get cut off. Oh, my God. I'm so glad we did not get cut off and we got to hear the whole piece.
I'm so glad.
Oh, man.
The switchboards are dead. We are on the wing of the prayer, y'all.
Oh, this is amazing. It was meant to happen. It was meant to go down like it went down. That was masterful.
Yes.
About his
cheekbones.
Yeah, I caught that too. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
It was a good night of poetry.
It was. Absolutely. It was epic. Oh.
Beautiful.
I am blessed to be in y'all company tonight. Y'all are amazing. Lindsay, Atlas, shoo.
I got it. I'm feeling the same way.
Like, for real, for real.
Ed Winnie, you went nuts in there, too. I knew that that cypher right there had some legs up on there. Like, let's run.
Edwina, and what's the first sister's name?
That was La Perla Negra, Danielle Chaney. Find her on New York J's. Yeah. On her Facebook.
No, the first person was Gwen C in the cipher, though, and then it was
Gwen C.
Edwina.
But no. He didn't know anybody. So Gwen, in that mini cipher, it was Gwen C.
Mini cipher. Gwen C.
Yeah.
Okay. Gwen C.
It was Gwen
C.
And then it was Edwina, and then it was you. But in the last cipher, La Perla Negra went nuts, too, and so did Lady A. You wasn't ready because you're new to this. But you're going to be true to it.
I wasn't ready. Yo, God honest truth. I'm going to be super honest. And I'm going to be vulnerable with y'all. Real quick, I'm going to be vulnerable to So the first joint, I was like, all right, you know what I mean? We kicking poems, da, da, da. You know what I mean? And then, like, after the first round, I said, oh, okay. I got to stand up. A lot of times, and Clubhouse, I'd be fooling around. I'd be sitting down doing poetry, which is unhealthy. It's not the way you're supposed to be doing poetry. So today, after the first time, I said, oh, I got to
stand up.
Right? You know what I mean? It's a different crowd. It's different. And then they said, okay, the mini cypher. I was like, all right, we got the little mini cypher. And then the first sister went in, and I said, oh, all right, let me set up my music stand. Cause I got a little music stand. Before that, I probably would have grabbed my phone. You know what I mean? I would have grabbed my phone. I said, oh, I got to put up the music stand.
Yeah, I mean.
And then the second sister went, and I said, oh, I got to put on clothes because I don't like to perform. And I like to have shoes on and the whole thing.
Hold on.
If I'm going to go in, I got to have shoes on.
I get dressed.
I color my hair.
I put on lipstick. Right. I said,
both of y'all, I'm down. Let's go. Ha.
Let's do it.
I love it here. Oh, yeah.
This
so
man goes in, good. Y'all. He goes in.
Yes.
He goes all the
way. I sent you a follow. You'll see it. It's from I'll Brighten Your Day.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's go, sis. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, please follow me.
You have
me
to watch
Instagram.
Her videos.
Listen to the project. And tell me what you feel. You know what I mean? Mm. Tell me if you... Listen, I'm a fan of the art form, so it's not even – so listen, Jarrett, Gina, Mama Donna, they know me for the last 2 years. I've always been the same person. I'm a fan of the art form, so I love what y'all did tonight. Thank you. I needed this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
We need you, too. So, yes, keep coming through, man.
Y'all can find his work on YouTube as well. But his album is
I'm still on the EBT and BET line. Can I get that back? I need to hear that one more time.
Oh, thank you. See, listen, somebody listening. It comes after the whole back of the basketball joint. You foul out. Technically, you block your own goals. You be goaltending. You black. You like gunplay. You shooting guard. This is all like basketball references. You less forward thinker. There's a position in basketball called the forward. You know what I mean? You less forward thinker. The center, and center is also another position. The center of your life only revolves around scoring or having sex, right? Scoring. You travel but go nowhere.
Yes.
Travel is a foul in basketball. You can't travel. But also
because
you're
moving, but you're not going nowhere. Your feet is moving, and you're still dribbling the ball. You didn't travel.
Exactly. You travel but go nowhere. You gang, suit, whoop. Alley-oop, you crypto, but
for less Bitcoin, right? You know what I mean? You wouldn't, right? Okay, listen. Anyway, you're crypto for less Bitcoin. You ain't black enough for BET. You black enough for EBT. Just switch around the word. Just switch around the letters. You know what I mean? But it means so much, though, in retrospect. You know what I mean?
That's Yo, is that on the album?
Little knowledge on you, Alice. Gwen C. is one of those sisters that black women love because she's white and she fights for equality. Mm. It has nothing to do with race. And when friends of mine would hear her on the mic, they would be like,
I'm sorry, what was that?
The fried chicken?
In Louisville.
Is that Kentucky Fried Chicken circuit that you in? What's the name of that circuit?
No, it's not.
Southern fried.
That man does the most. Like, how about this? When I'm playing chess, I feel like I'm playing checkers because I'm not, you know, profound in the game. But he is a champion and an instructor. So when it comes to chess, he's the best. And when Gwen C is spitting about social injustice, she has facts and dates and names that I can't commit to memory. And I feel like I'm not even black enough. I might be EBT black, but I ain't BET black.
Listen, I love y'all, but y'all understand I'm an addict for this. So I could keep, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm glad you're getting your fix.
I love it. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is that piece on the album that you just did in this last cipher? Is that on the album?
Oh, guess what? No, it's not. But there's a video on YouTube.
There's a video on YouTube from the first EP.
You can see some of it on obviously my Instagram, and my Instagram will lead you to the video. But all the poems on the EP or the album. I thought I was making an EP, but I ended up making the album.
MP3, whatever it is, you did the thing.
You can listen. All the poems are written within the last 2 years, except for the first poem. So. It's all about the pandemic, and this is
He's so dope.
Definitely going to go get that off YouTube. My sons, I want them to hear that piece. That piece is fire, and they're all basketball players. So, all three of them play ball, and they got to hear that piece. And my youngest will get some of it for sure.
Awesome. We balling.
That's fire, though. They need that.
That's a necessary piece.
That's what it's about.
And Gwen C had Love and Basketball in her piece, and I watched it last night. It's one of the movies that I go to sleep to. If I'm not listening to Tom Hanks or Denzel Washington in the background when I go to bed with the sleep timer on my TV, I'm watching Love and Basketball, for real.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. All right,
we'll be bringing Gwen C over there to the small house to do an interview over there, too, whenever she can go ahead and carve some time out for us.
Absolutely.
And Alice, we can bring you over here. We're going
to
be
doing
some.
We need to bring Alice back. We can bring Alice over here to Epiphany. Let's go.
Down.
Brother, the energy was off the hook today. Crazy, man. But that's how you get about the work, man.
Yeah.
How you get about the work.
You know how I feel about the work. You know, when I talk about it, and I can, you know, I love when you break it down line by line by line. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. And what that sister said something about. She said the earth between your thighs, and so I said, "Oh, listen, I was going crazy over here." And then she got me nervous because I had to perform after her. It was this whole thing. I'm glad y'all didn't see me because I was like, I was stomping my feet. Yo, she was crazy.
Thank you.
Sweet.
You know what I love? I love the way that Alice says "her" with no R. He did not say "her." He said "her." Like I said, I speak New York.
The energy was so positive and so dope. So please keep me plugged in. I want to keep coming back. You know what I mean? Because. You know, I'm working on a couple of new joints, too, and so I need y'all feedback. You know what I mean? I need y'all feedback. That'd be dope.
Definitely.
We'll just cipher up like this, man, and you can go ahead and everybody go ahead and take this time at the center and go ahead and chop it up. And